called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Well, we're witnessing a coup right now by a multinational consortium globalist to overthrow the country, to overthrow the elected president, and complete our journey into the New World Order that George Herbert Walker Bush talked about so much. We're 355 days out from this incredibly important election, and now they have the official impeachment proceedings going on in the House of Representatives as we speak. There's already highlights of Schiff, of Congressman Nunes, the ranking Republican member. That is all going to be coming up today. Dr. Steve Pachinik, of course, he's worked with the founding of Delta Force, CIA, overthrow of governments, really smart guy, best-selling author, co-writer with Tom Clancy. He is going to be back on the broadcast today to talk about the coup and who's behind it and what he expects to come next. So we're excited about that. That will start in about an hour and a half, so halfway in to the broadcast. He'll be joining us for about an hour. The media is trying to spin the discoveries of major election fraud in Kentucky. We've had the witnesses on. We've had the documents. We've had the data dump. We've had the recordings of the Secretary of State's office confirming we're right, that people that aren't citizens are being put on the rolls, that people that are Republicans who live in other states are being put on the rolls, that people are voting in their names. MSNBC says that's a Russian bot saying that. Oh, you hear about election fraud, it's a bot. See, I'm a bot. You're a bot. Wouldn't you like to be a bot, too? Milly Weaver's going to be on with us as well, going into the new chapters and the new developments that have been discovered there. But the big enchilada. Exactly as we said she would do it. In fact, we've got to dig up the tapes from a year ago, 6 months ago, a week ago. I hit it perfectly hole in one. I mean, I've just got to be honest with you. I've just gotten inside the enemy's head. You can see how they would script things. Hillary loses. She launches all the fake Russia investigations. She wants to back out of those investigations she's running because it shows how partisan it is and made up. She says she's not going to run while she collects money, while she travels around the country, while she makes more appearances than all the other candidates combined, while she still runs the DNC and runs those conference calls. And then right as the impeachment starts of Trump, she says the people are begging me. They're drafting me. I feel a responsibility. Trump's so dangerous. I don't want to do it, but okay, I am. Well, she said that. She was all over British television on this European tour she's on. She was here in Austin a week and a half ago. We went and confronted her there. People said, why are you confronting Hillary? She's a has-been. Oh, no, she's the Democrat nominee 2020. Unless we expose her and get out ahead of it and put heat on her. She wants to be a stealth candidate with none of her corrupt past brought up till the last minute. And once they get the impeachment, they're going to say that's the conviction. That's just the indictment in the House. And then she's going to announce, I would say before the end of the year. Now, she could change the timetable. But here, I mean, take it from her. Here she is saying she's going to retire Trump. She goes on to say she beat him in 2016. Here she is.
Look. I feel a sense of responsibility, partly because, you know, my name was on the ballot. I got more votes, but ended up losing to the current incumbent in the White House, who I think is really undermining our democracy in very fundamental ways. And I want to retire him. I want to see him retired.
And that's a term you use when you kill a horse, basically. So this is very, very serious. And they want us off the air because we pinpoint who the moles are. We pinpoint the Soros operations. We pinpoint the Chi-Com. We pinpoint the deindustrialization. We pinpoint shutting off our coal. We pinpoint the attack America's under, and we're not taking it lying down. We're fighting back. What this is all about. We're not giving up. We're giving them a fight. We're not going down without a fight, and we're winning. Infowars.com. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019, despite all the globalist attempts and all their attacks and all their fake lawsuits and all their backroom deals, all their corruption, we're still on air in defiance of their tyranny, thanks to you. Well, Hillary Clinton is following the exact trajectory that we have predicted, saying she wasn't going to run while still controlling the party, while campaigning more than all the candidates combined, while raising the money, while running the DNC phone conference calls, while still controlling the media, controlling the law firms coming after Trump and InfoWars, controlling the shadow networks that obviously ran the shooter at the Republican baseball game, and more. They are making their move with Antifa. They're preparing false flag terror attacks. They're going to blame on conservatives. Hillary is running for president 2020, but she wants to wait until Trump's been impeached in the House to make her announcement that it's her duty to do it. This is biblical, what we are witnessing, and the impeachment hearings that so many said would never come are now officially going on. And Congressman Nunes just 10 minutes ago finished up his opening statement. It's very powerful that I'm going to play in its entirety this segment and the next. He's the ranking Republican member on the House Intelligence Committee, was the leader of it. But everybody thought we were invincible in the 2018 midterms, and Q told us we didn't need to even worry about it. We were going to keep the House. Of course, we didn't. By the way, we're not going to just have somebody that's a shadowy thing on 4chan today. We've got Steve Pachinik, who did co-found Delta Force with General Schumacher and Boykin and was involved in major overthrow of governments and the takedown of world leaders. So he's the real deal. He hadn't been on in a long time. He's going to be on with us coming up starting at 12:30 Central Standard Time in about an hour and 20 minutes today, getting into the ongoing coup from someone that's run coups, Steve Pachinik. Will be on with us and other special guests today. I'm going to start getting to this in a moment, but I'm just going to get to this up front here on the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the background, and I've got plans and operations that will keep this message on air no matter how they railroad us. But it takes two things. It takes word of mouth, and it takes money. And it takes a lot of both. This is a total war. People talk about, oh, they're going to get their guns. We'll have a shooting war someday. If you don't take action now, you'll never take action in a shooting war. And we want to avert a shooting war. Now, I make it easy to fund this operation. We got great products you and your family need. And I need the majority of listeners that don't buy products at InfoWarsStore.com to commit to the fight and buy their war bonds and get things you need, period, at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we already had Black Friday comes early a few months ago, and we sold out a lot of products. A lot of products came back in. We're launching Black Friday right now early as well. Got a lot of new specials for you. We're continuing store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. But there are a lot of things that have sold out or going to sell out. In fact, I've got a list of them I forgot to pull out right over here. We have back in stock DNA Force Plus, 50% off. It's so amazing. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Liquid Fruit Punch, healthy way to get your vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. So good for adults and children. Winter Sun Plus, so critical to have that in the winter. Obviously, your vitamin D3. Bio PCA, 50% off. People love that. Running out of stock, Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 25% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 25% off. Super Blue Toothpaste, full price, but that helps fund our operation. It's almost sold out. Out of stock, Pollen Block, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and the large skin creams with the hyaluronic acid and the patented Nano Silver Alexa Pure Breeze, has also sold out at that price. And a lot of these other items are going to be selling out as well. Black Friday sales have arrived. Free shipping, double Patriot points, Survival Shield X2 and X3, an unprecedented 70% off. We've never done both of them for that. That's very close to cost, but I want you to get them and see how great they are. DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, introductory, 25% off. The first few thousand we got in are about to sell out. That is just beyond whitening. It remineralizes the teeth. It's got the patented Nano Silver in it. It's just next level. It's the best toothpaste you'll find anywhere. Doesn't compete with Super Blue. Super Blue has iodine. This doesn't. Super Female Vitality at cost, $29.95. Very proprietary. Cold-pressed herbs, stamina, libido, energy. Give your girlfriend, your wife the gift of that. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. Vaso Beats, 50% off. Turbo Force, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Bodies, 50% off. Protein Bar, 50% off. Chill Force, 50% off. Ultra 12, a bunch of these are about to sell out. Alpha Power, 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 50% off. Icarin for your liver and kidneys, 50% off. And it goes on and on. Bio PCA, back in stock, 50% off. Silver Wound Gel, 50% off. That shouldn't even be on there, but we're going to leave that up since they did it. Stop the Iodine Conspiracy, 60% off. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, Bubblegum Toothpaste, 50% off. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. Please support our local affiliates as well. Now, there is a deep state multinational gang up by the Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, their alliance with radical Islamists to take over the West because the West is open. We've been so free and so wealthy, we've become decadent slobs. All of us have gotten soft, myself included. And we are being overrun, but we're starting to wake up, and they're pissed, so they're throwing everything they've got at us right now, and they're trying to lynch our president, and Nunes starts to get into it. We'll go to break and come back with the rest that he just 20, 30 minutes ago, he ended this. This is inside the whole Dog and Pony Show. No one's been allowed in there till now. He's had to bite his tongue until now, so he lets them have it. Here is Congressman Nunes at the show trial.
Thanks, gentlemen. In a July open hearing of this committee following publication of the Mueller report, the Democrats engaged in a last-ditch effort to convince the American people that President Trump is a Russian agent. That hearing was the pitiful finale of a three-year-long operation by the Democrats, the corrupt media, and partisan bureaucrats to overturn the results of the 2016 election. After the spectacular implosion of their Russia hoax on July 24th, in which they spent years denouncing any Republican who ever shook hands with a Russian, on July 25th, they turned on a dime and now claim the real malfeasance is Republicans' dealings with Ukraine. In the blink of an eye, we're asked to simply forget about Democrats on this committee, falsely claiming they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion between President Trump and Russians. We should forget about them reading fabrications of Trump-Russia collusion from the Steele dossier into the congressional record. We should also forget about them trying to obtain nude pictures of Trump from Russian pranksters who pretended to be Ukrainian officials. We should forget about them leaking a false story to CNN while he was still testifying to our committee claiming that Donald Trump Jr. was colluding with WikiLeaks. And forget about countless other deceptions, large and small, that make them the last people on earth with the credibility to hurl more preposterous accusations at their political opponents. And yet now, here we are. We're supposed to take these people at face value when they trot out a new batch of allegations. But anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign. For example, after vowing publicly that impeachment requires bipartisan support, Democrats are pushing impeachment forward without the backing of a single Republican.
It gets even more powerful. We'll come back more with Congressman Nunes. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the live links at band.video and infowars.com/show. America and the world is fighting for its future.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hillary Clinton has come out and said that she's being drafted to run for president, that she's being pressured by the people, and that it's her job to retire President Trump. Next segment, I'm going to play those clips. She is on up to 10 TV and radio programs a day or more. She is giving speeches 7 days a week. She's running the Democratic Party. She's collecting money into her foundation. And you see that whole crew up there. Biden can hardly talk. Bernie is gibbering. They're all a big joke, except for Tulsi Gabbard's, and they're not going to let her get anywhere near the primaries. They're going to steal them, just like they did from Sanders 4 years ago. So we're here, 355 days out. And everybody asked me a year and a half ago, when we got deplatformed everywhere, what it's like. And, oh, we feel so sorry for you. And I said, you better feel sorry for yourself. They're coming for your speech. They're coming for your bank accounts. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your guns. They're coming. They're going to use AI to watch everything you do. Everything. Your banking, your medical. And if you're not a good globalist, you're going to have it taken away from you. Well, the British government announced last week. In fact, I forgot to cover that in detail. Please print me that article. Paul Watson wrote about it. The NHS said, if you're a right winger, and that's anything they choose as bad, you're not going to get health care. Basically, we're going to kill you. A death penalty. That's what socialist and communist regimes always do. It always goes the same direction when you give up on freedom and give up on principles. So they want this studio shut down because they want you shut up. Better start taking it personal, folks. So many people say, oh, I don't care if the stock market crashes because I'm out in the stock market. What an ignorant statement. Sure, it's all fiat, but we're riding on it. The whole economy's tied to it. And all I'm saying is people don't think about the interconnections that go on out there. The globalists are trying to undercut those connections to make things unstable so they can consolidate power. Freedom and prosperity is not good for tyrants. They want you standing in line. They want you with empty shelves. They want you, when they snap their fingers, you jump and say, how high, master? Tyrants create austerity on purpose. Remember Bernie Sanders said that we should have lines to get food, that there's too many choices. Think about that. And then you go to somewhere like Whole Foods with all these choices, and it's all nice and beautiful, and there's leftists who say they're communists marching around buying all these expensive things, bitching and complaining, whereas they went to North Korea, even the inner party doesn't get something a third as good. But again, when you have everything, you don't appreciate it. We're a spoiled, rotten, decadent, satanic nation that doesn't even protect the unborn. So you know what? God's not going to protect us. And Trump is our chance to take the country back and repeal all this and reprove ourselves. Prostrate ourselves before God and say, we humble ourselves. We seek your face. We repent. But you don't really see that happening in the numbers we should. Let's go back to Congressman Nunes and his powerful opening statement. And then we're going to come back with Hillary. Madam President, remember what Newsweek said? And they want to prove you wrong and me wrong, and they want to steal it bigger than Dallas in 355 days. And then a reign of terror is going to begin. They've said it is. And they think you're going to take it. Hell, they just announced that Lady and the Tramp's bad, and Disney apologizes for it and puts warnings on it because it shows traditional families. See, now a mother and a father and a baby is a dirty thing. A weird man in a vampire outfit cutting a baby out of a fake stomach is beautiful. And AOC goes and meets with him and says how pretty it is now. You see? A big, gross, scary man with vampire teeth is a woman. And their kid sits in their lap. And that's beautiful. But a mother and a father with a baby and a cocker spaniel, that's alien and bad, and they need to tell you that's bad. Hi, I'm a woman. I'm dressed like a vampire, sit in my lap. Of course, you notice that's the same person, same entity from the earlier video at the bar. That's right. It the clown walking the streets, coming for its prey. Hi, Georgie. Come closer, Georgie. Sit on my lap, Georgie. There's clowns down here, Georgie. And you'll float, too. And they'll eat your children down to the bone with their culture of death, and you'll let them because you're scared of them. Most people join with the system, not even because they want power. They're scared. They feel the darkness. They go, oh, I'll make a friend of the darkness. You'll whistle past the graveyard, but we all know you really won't. Because people that serve this are what we call slaves. Let's go back to Nunes.
Democrats were put through a closed-door audition process and a cult-like atmosphere in the basement of the Capitol, where Democrats conducted secret depositions, released a flood of misleading and one-sided leaks, and later selectively released transcripts in a highly staged manner. Violating their own guidelines, Democrats repeatedly redacted from the transcripts the name of Alexander Chalupa, a contractor for the Democratic National Committee, who worked with Ukrainian officials to collect dirt on the Trump campaign, which she provided to the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. The Democrats rejected most of the Republicans' witness requests, resulting in a horrifically one-sided process where the crucial witnesses are denied a platform if their testimony does not support the Democrats' absurd accusations. Notably, they are trying to impeach the president for inquiring about Hunter Biden's activities. Yet they refuse our request to hear from Biden himself. The whistleblower was acknowledged to have a bias against President Trump, and his attorney touted a coup against the president and called for his impeachment just weeks after the election. At a prior hearing, Democrats on this committee read out a purely fictitious rendition of the president's phone call with President Zelensky. They clearly found the real conversation to be insufficient for their impeachment narrative, so they just made up a new one. And most egregiously, the staff of the Democrats on this committee had direct discussions with the whistleblower before his or her complaint was submitted to the Inspector General. Republicans can't get a full account of these contacts because Democrats broke their promise to have the whistleblower testify to this committee. Democrat members hid these contacts from Republicans and then lied about them to the American people on national television. I've noted before the Democrats...
All right, we'll come back and conclude this. And then I've said I'm going to do it for a few weeks. I haven't. But I'm going to get into this Snowden saying there's no geoengineering going on. Like he's Karnak the Magnificent and tells us how the cow ate the cabbage. And he was on Joe Rogan. That's coming up, too. It's very important to look at the big picture. And Hillary gearing up to announce 2020. Oh, it's all a foregone conclusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, but it's not the same person, it's the same demon. So we'll get that queued up for next segment. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this November 13th, 2019 global transmission. I got to remind you at the start of every segment, they want to take all of our speech. They want to take us off the land. They want to domesticate us because these evil people crave control. Just like a psychopath wants to grab your kid out of the backyard, take him to a basement somewhere where nobody can hear him, tied up, and take their time. Using them up is what they call it. And they want to use you up very slowly with the 5G, the GMO, the fluoride, the soft kill. The whole thing is run by a psychotic technocracy of occultists who are running a scientific dictatorship in their own words. Look it up. Bloomberg calls himself a technocrat. Dabo says we are a technocracy. That is an authoritarian rule by scientific dictatorship. And so, yes, it's horrific what I'm telling you. Why do you think the whistleblower's lawyer says that he thinks being associated with Epstein, once he was even in jail, is a good thing? And says that he likes to represent pedophiles and get them national security clearances in public. And he likes prepubescent girls and on YouTube and goes to the water parks in Disney World and takes photos with little kids behind him because he's got the mark on him. He's letting you know what army he's part of, who he serves, what he does, the big club, and we ain't in it. And how could you be more predatory? Jesus said, suffer the children. It's put up with the children, be nice to them, do what they want, stand with them, take care of them, because it'd be better for you to kill yourself by tying a giant boulder around your neck and throwing yourself into the ocean than to harm one of these, because I will destroy you. And what you do to these children will be visited on you 100-fold. It's called justice. He went into the money changer facility with the currency manipulation and beat them with a whip, overturned tables. And he said, if you harm children, it'd be better for you to kill yourself right now. Now, let's go ahead and finish up with Nunes, and then I'm going to get to warnings being put on Disney movies like Lady and the Tramp because of outdated cultural depictions. Hollywood's so evil that an image of a man and a woman with a baby and with the cats saying, where are we finding baby? There is milk nearby. Do you see that thing swimming around and around? Maybe there'll be head for you and tail for me. Something wholesome and fun and good is bad to a Satanist. You think they like, now if the mom and dad were cutting that baby's heart out while it cried and drinking its blood, why, that'd be on Netflix right now. But see, you got a male dog and a female dog having a romance. Can't have that in hell. Can't have mammals getting along with each other. Can't have new people. All we need's death. So, let's go ahead now and go back to Congressman Nunes in his opening statements in the show trial going on right now in the House Intelligence Committee. Not even the Judiciary Committee. No, it's in the wrong committee. Everything's a fraud. Here it is.
Contacts from Republicans and then lied about them to the American people on national television. I've noted before, the Democrats have a long habit of accusing Republicans of offenses they themselves are committing. Let's recall, for years they accused the Trump campaign of colluding with Russia when they themselves were colluding with Russia by funding and spreading the Steele dossier, which relied on Russian sources. And now they accuse President Trump of malfeasance in Ukraine when they themselves are culpable. The Democrats cooperated in Ukrainian election meddling, and they defend Hunter Biden's securing of a lavishly paid position with a corrupt Ukrainian company, all while his father served as vice president. Despite this hypocrisy, the Democrats are advancing their impeachment sham. But we should not hold any hearings at all until we get answers to three crucial questions the Democrats are determined to avoid asking. First, what is the full extent of the Democrats' prior coordination with the whistleblower? And who else did the whistleblower coordinate this effort with? Second, what is the full extent of Ukraine's election meddling against the Trump campaign? And third, why did Burisma hire Hunter Biden, and what did he do for them? And did his position affect any U.S. government actions under the Obama administration. These questions will remain outstanding because Republicans were denied the right to call witnesses that know these answers. What we will witness today is a televised theatrical performance staged by the Democrats. Ambassador Taylor and Mr. Kent, I'd like to welcome you here. I'd like to congratulate you for passing the Democrat Star Chamber auditions held for the last weeks in the basement of the Capitol. It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian sequel. I'll conclude by noting the immense damage the politicized bureaucracy has done to Americans' faith in government. Though executive branch employees are charged with implementing the policies set by our president, who is elected and responsible to the American people, elements of the civil service have decided that they, not the president, are really in charge. Thus, as we'll learn in these hearings, after expressing skepticism of foreign aid and concern about foreign corruption on the campaign trail, President Trump outraged the bureaucracy by acting skeptically about foreign aid and expressing concerns about foreign corruption. Officials' alarm at the president's actions was typically based on second-hand, third-hand, and even fourth-hand rumors and innuendo. They believed it was an outrage for the president to fire an ambassador, even though the president has full authority to retain or remove diplomats for any reason at any time. Officials showed the surprising lack of interest in the indications of Ukrainian election meddling that deeply concerned the president at whose pleasure they serve. Despite all their dissatisfaction with President Trump's Ukraine policy, the president approved the supply of weapons to Ukraine. Unlike the previous administration, which provided blankets as defense against invading Russians. By undermining the president, who they are supposed to be serving, the elements of the FBI, the Department of Justice, and now the State Department, have lost the confidence of millions of Americans who believe that their vote should count for something. It will take years, if not decades, to restore faith in these institutions. This spectacle is doing great damage to our country.
Truer words were never spoken. All right. So much coming up. Geoengineering exposed and more. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's for you, darling.
Happy is the heart.
Oh, Jim, dear.
Miss Lady, you have a collar.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
wants to be loud. Oh, oh, oh.
Well.
Oh, oh, oh. Everybody wants to love.
Hey, what are you doing on this side of the tracks?
Oh, everybody feels the love.
This is Live It. Hey, kid.
Everybody heals with love.
Guys, we just played the trailer for Lady and the Tramp, the re-release of it, of the classic film. You're not allowed to do that. That is hateful. That is homophobic. That is bad. Again, radio listeners, you're really blessed that you didn't just see that level of bigoted Nazism. And I'm not joking. 21-gun salutes are being banned at major universities. People also say they're offended by just everything. Disney slaps trigger warnings on Dumbo, Lady and the Tramp over, quote, outdated cultural depictions. That's right, folks. It showed a man and a woman with a baby. And it showed a male dog and a female dog. Well, that doesn't include other dogs that might say they're cats, or female dogs that say they're males. I mean, maybe the male dog needs tampons. We just have to buy into the mental illness here. It's all up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I'm not joking if you just tuned in, but don't worry. The San Francisco's new DA, the red diaper dumper baby, son of the weatherman, says public urination will not be prosecuted. It's all about being sick, being gross. Harvard students, government formally condemns university newspaper for obtaining comment from ICE for an article. Talking to the government that still stands the Bill of Rights and Constitution under Trump is illegal and bad. Talking to a Christian or conservative is bad. You don't even talk to them. You don't practice journalism. You don't show Lady and the Tramp. You don't show Dumbo. Dumbo has a loving mother. That's bad. That's not good, ladies and gentlemen. That has to stop. But I'll tell you what needs to be promoted to the kids, and it is, who did you hear from first on air? Let's start rolling the footage from a few weeks ago in New York of the man dressed as a vampire simulating the murder of a baby and the drinking of its blood and self-mutilation that's skyrocketing amongst the left and suicide. Where have I seen that individual before? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the true form of the entities that they are channeling. You see, everything's a deception wrapped in a deception wrapped in a deception. If you're a radio listener, I'll narrate this for you. The so-called trans movement isn't like Bob Hope dressing up like a woman for her Halloween gag, or it's not even men that feel feminine, okay, and want to be seen as women by other men. It is Satanism and vampirism and total deception is what the movement is that's being pushed. And so a man, 6'4" man with vampire teeth on, eating a baby is a woman, the opposite of a woman giving birth, loving a baby, being nurturing, the feminine strength. So you accept a man in a vampire outfit simulating a horrific act, could win an Academy Award, look so satanic and evil. Linda Blair has nothing on this. You call that a woman, that's lie number one, and then you say that this vampire creature is the new image of a mother. A raving lunatic, scarier looking than It the Clown. With people surrounding it at the bar, worshiping it like they're seeing some great goodness here. Because this is their real spirit. Ending men and women, ending the family. What did they just say at Disney? Oh my God, we're sorry. It shows a nuclear family. We apologize for that. This is what we have to offer you instead. Now, whether it's the same person, it doesn't matter. It's the same spirit. AOC goes to a drag queen vampire occult show again in New York City, and she worships it. She's with this big 6'4" man who's like, how you doing? You like my vampire teeth? Looks more like some alien invading blood drinking Martian. That's what it is, actually. That's the transmission. Is destroy yourselves, humans. We're here. Die. Don't have children. Die. Post-human world. Those that join us will give you immortality merging with machines. Just trust us. Everything's fine. I wouldn't eat a baby, would I? Like Mars Attacks. How do they invade the... Hollywood's throwing your face. How do they invade the White House? The woman's got the big blonde hair. It's really... Don't run. We are your friends. Whatever this is, it's anti-human. But it's a woman. Don't hit a woman. Give me access to your children right now. Big fat man in a clown outfit at the park comes up, you and your kids, you'd run. You'd call the police. Hi, I'm here to talk about your children's genitals. I want them to sit on my lap. I'm here to shake my butt in their face. Let me take them to the gay bar and have your 10-year-old dance half naked for us. It's okay, I'm a woman. I take care of children. I'm a girl. Don't hit a girl. Let's play AOC in worship of this. Here it is.
I thought it was amazing. It was incredible. It was fabulous. I'm like that Lady Gaga moment. Yeah. She's like stunning, amazing, impeccable, genius.
Can you believe it? From the revolutionary of our time. I love you so much. Thank you for being here.
From the revolutionary, I'm a woman. That's why I'm into vampirism and drinking blood.
Here, let's play the video trailer full of Satanism, full of vampirism. The Legends of Vampires, folks, are psychotic cults that want to kill people and drink their blood. And their main dining choice is children. And they're all just externalizing the hierarchy right now. So this is who we're supposed to worship, a 6'4" man. It's ma'am! Hey, guys, come on over. I got a register open.
How dare you? How dare you call me guys? I'm a woman that bench presses 600 pounds. And I'll kick your ass, you don't murder me.
And all his prison photos of that guy.
I may have been in prison for assaulting people with deadly weapons, but now I'm a woman. Open the door for me. And pull out my chair. Pull it out. Give me your children right now.
Take your fluoride, children.
So they'll be a little stupider, so I can scoop them up easier. The old days, we had to send around trucks with candy and other kids to lure them. Not anymore. Not anymore. Because we got big tech to back us up. No. Give us the planet. Give us the children. Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
So let's watch the little vampire trailer. Here it is.
I'm a 6'4" man. I like to drink blood, but I'm wearing a dress. Give me the kids. Give me the access. I need it now. It's driving me hard. I'm not gonna live. I've gotta have children. Children, give them to me. Set them in my lap. It'll be fun. La la la.
Have Desmond is Amazing on, talking about how he takes all these drugs. Date rape drugs. Rohibinol.
Ketamine, it's fun. I'm dressed like Nosferatu, and I'm knocking at your door. Bring your children to me. I promise I'll treat them nice. I need your children before they die from 5G. That kills them too softly.
Liberal, 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 worship me.
Ugliness, grossness, creepazoids.
Men who want to be women,
but they don't want to be women. It's all a joke. Oh, you're a woman. Oh, you want my children. Oh, look at poor little Desmond is Amazing. He's like a captured, shrunken head that they wear as part of their victory against us, festooning themselves with living victims, souls captured. Bound to them, delivered by their parents who don't have jobs. No, their son, starting at age 8, dances at pedophile bars. He shakes his ass so men stick money in his G-string. And now he looks like a concentration camp victim. And when he dies of suicide or drug overdose, it'll be our fault for not accepting what they did to him.
We need to have access to all your children, or they'll die like Desmond might. Oh, it's not us that did it to him. No, it's you. Give us more children. More.
Whatever you do, don't tell people about the broadcast. We might actually save the children.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50-1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country. And it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik hadn't been on in probably a year, and I'm really looking forward to him joining us. He's putting out a lot of great videos on his show and his website, stevepachinik.com. And he's been naming the coup plotters, and I agree with what he's saying from my own analysis, but he's got a lot to add because it used to be a part of his job, overthrowing governments. He's credited with that. And so he'll be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour for an hour. I've got a lot of questions for him. We may even take a few calls specifically for him. But before I go any further, let me finish up with what I was just getting into. Who told you that the whole drag queen movement is not drag queens? It's not like old movies I've seen, like, you know, some Like It Hot or whatever with Marilyn Monroe. That's really funny. Or it's not like guys that like to dress up like women. This whole movement is predators who want access to children and who are into the occult and Satanism. And I've learned this by seeing it and by studying it and by watching it and by seeing the arrests made all over the country where convicted pedophiles are coming and doing the drag queen story time, and the schools and the libraries are trying to protect them. This is in the news. And then you go research them, and they're into vampire cults. Now, I don't know if this guy is, may not be, but that's what it is. It's dudes dressing up like demons and it the clown and going and scaring these children. So let's put up the lawyer for the fake whistleblower who CIA, who we fingered 2 years ago with Mike Cernovich and others. His lawyer says he likes to represent pedophiles and get them national security clearances. Well, let's show the eyes of the vampire drag queen that AOC loves so much. Got that other one, looks just like him in New York, simulating the murder of the baby. This person says, you know, they're Nosferatu. And if you look at the eyes of the gentleman, when he's not in his disguise, it's that same look of Adam Schiff, of Zaid, of this individual. And these are not nice folks. They're into darkness. They're into evil. And they're crazed. And they're driven by it. And this is what's crawled out from under the rocks, because they thought Hillary was coming in. It was their time. They were going to censor everything, bring in the cashless society, have the race wars, the sex wars. But none of it materialized because Trump got in. So they're just going ahead with the plan, but it's a train wreck. And you're seeing them without all their power. You're seeing them with a lot of their power, but without all of it. And they're really showing you who they are. Hoax after hoax after hoax. Lie after lie after lie. And so there's a huge awakening that's accelerating. Epstein has blown an interdimensional hole in their ship of lies. And they are sinking, but they want to take us like Leviathan, like the Hydra, down to the bottom with us, and we just cannot allow that to happen. And that's why I cannot say this enough to you, because I'm not an alarmist when it comes to our own operation, and I like to be strong and just move forward and trust in God. But I can tell you that you see the railroading of Roger Stone. They're railroading us, and they admit they're railroading us, and that's fine. We've got lots of ways to fight back, but I need word of mouth, I need prayer, and I need capital, because we're doing a lot of things that will ensure that these broadcasts and these transmissions don't just continue. They're going to expand. But I need money to flood in so I can do it. I do not just want to sit here and cruise forward in this without being able to hit on all cylinders. I have got a lot of weapons up my sleeve. They're not tricks. And believe me, you cannot do anything out there more important when it comes to fighting the globalist agenda than funding us. And we make it so easy. But the Black Friday is now here. Super sale. Every item that we still have is 40 to 70% off still. Store free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of stuff has come back into stock. And we have the new toothpaste that's so popular that doesn't compete with the Super Blue because it has iodine. This is whitening, though, and also remineralizes the teeth. It is the Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. InfoWarsStore.com. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny
that a tyrant will take humanity to. How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. The official House show trial in the wrong committee is taking place right now. And you can see all the dress rehearsals they've done in the basement of the Capitol, now being trotted out like good little ponies. And their lies are disintegrating spectacularly in front of everyone. That's coming up. We got a bunch of clips. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who had been on over a year, is going to be joining us about the ongoing coup plot. And you probably couldn't get a better guest on about that because he used to run coup plots and things against foreign governments. With the CIA and Delta Force and all the rest of it, and the State Department. And he co-wrote books with Tom Clancy and the whole nine yards. So that's coming up. And Hillary has all but announced she's running for president, saying it's her job to take down Trump, to, quote, retire him, and that she's being drafted. She's using the exact words I predicted she would on the timeline. So as soon as the House votes to impeach, it won't matter if this whole thing falls apart. They'll still vote for the indictment. That's when she'll announce is around that time, if things go well. Not a 90% chance she announces by the end of the year, in my view. She still may be able to be stopped. People ask why I was out bullhorning her. A week and a half ago, they said, are you trying to get killed? Everybody knows she's a murderer. She represents the deep state. And no, I'm trying to just get in her face and point out that she's still in control of much of the deep state as the enemy of this country. Somebody's got to do it. Not everybody's just trying to cover their ass. So thanks for keeping me in the game, listeners and viewers, because you are the folks that finance this expedition against the globalists. And our expedition has had huge successes, massive findings, and changed the world. It's your expedition. But the expedition is now in its greatest battle ever. Your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support is paramount. We make it easy. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, in the balance of this segment, let me get to it. I have a message for Edward Snowden, the contractor whistleblower. And I have a message to Joe Rogan, who has one of the biggest talk shows in the world. And it's this. Both of you aren't stupid. And both of you, I know, can research the facts and discover for yourself that there have been ongoing geoengineering programs happening on this planet for over 100 years. And that by the late 1960s, Stanford Research Institute, the U.S. Navy and Air Force had certified weather modification programs using aerosolized barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other particulate put out via jet engines, using the jet engines to create the nuclei to create intensified ice crystallization in the atmosphere. And Joe, 10 years ago, would talk about this. Then he hosted a program on national television and, quote, debunked it. And I get it. He has staked his reputation that geoengineering is not going on, that, quote, using the lay term, chemtrails don't exist. Well, no one calls them chemtrails. It's high altitude aerosolized geoengineering programs. And I'm going to show you Department of Defense, Council on Foreign Relations, Smithsonian, the CFR, the CIA director admitting it. We have international treaties on it. That doesn't mean every trail is a chemtrail. But there are a lot of governments involved now at the secret treaty level adding it to the jet fuel for this, quote, project to dim the planet and save it from global warming. Two scientists won the Nobel Prize in 1992 coming up with this plan. So let's get into it right now. Overhead shot, please. U.S. Department of Defense. Now I'm going to play these clips of Joe and others. April 28th, 1997. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, and he says that governments and others are working on weather control and weather weapons and that they can control and alter the climate. There it is on screen. Okay, that is defense.gov archive. All right, let's move on to the next thing. Weather weapons have existed for over 15 years, testified U.S. Secretary of Defense. And that was 20-something years ago. In this folder, I have CFR, I have Wall Street Journal, I have them all admitting Bill Gates is getting government funding and running quasi-secret programs, and they've now announced with aluminum salts, barium dioxide, added to jet fuel at the corporate level, where even the pilots don't know, and then under the patents, it aerosolizes it into the atmosphere and creates nuclei, creating artificial clouds. Now, I'm going to get to these clips. Let's play Joe Rogan with Edward Snowden a few weeks ago. And he asked Snowden, like, Snowden knows everything in the world because he got some government files. Well, these programs aren't even run by the government. They're run by corporations and these private foundations and are directed by government agreements. That's why Bill Gates is over the U.S. North American project and he talks about it. They give hour-long speeches about this. And they talk about how the public's getting upset about other governments are. But then to the general proletariat, Joe Rogan tells us it doesn't exist. It just insults the intelligence. Yeah, there was mainstream news telling you just what I just told you. So everything we told you 20 years ago has turned out to be dead on exactly right. But now they're announcing it exactly as we said, but we're more discredited. More discredited. I was on Joe's podcast earlier this year, and I said, there's a secret government program giving people DMT to map out these new dimensions and speak to these entities. I've never taken it. I just know about the programs. He had a professor on 2 months later saying exactly that, and they just announced it, that they're doing DMT drips. People are staying in it up to 10 hours, and that they're like astronauts going in and actually mapping these other dimensions and these entities, and the government believes it's aliens. See, exactly what I told you precisely, because I heard it when I was 8 years old around a dinner table and on some road trips with people involved in the project in San Francisco. And the whole damn Silicon Valley is a cult interfacing with these damn things. But, oh, that's kooky. Joe Rogan says he talks to aliens, takes the DMT, believes it. But then when I point out it's a big globalist project and these aliens are telling the globalists what to do to change our atmosphere and prepare it for themselves, I'm the kook even though it's all true. All right, let's just go back. So when I come back, I'm going to play these clips, but let's start getting to Snowden with Joe. Here it is.
And this is, I think, it says so much about the bureaucratic character of how government works, right? The people who rise to the top of these governments. It's about risk management for them, right? It's about never being criticized for something. And this is, look, if we want to get really controversial, and this is something that'll haunt me, because people will bring it up again and again and again. People ask about, you know, people still criticize me. In the book, you know, I talk about aliens and chemtrails and things like that, and the fact that there's no evidence for that. I went looking on the network, right? and I know, Joe, I know... you want there to be aliens.
I do.
I know Neil deGrasse Tyson badly wants there to be aliens. And there probably are, right? But the idea that we're hiding them If we are hiding them, I had ridiculous access to the networks of the NSA, the CIA, the military, all these groups. I couldn't find anything, right? So if it's hidden, and it could be hidden, it's hidden really damn well.
That's another dimension.
People who are on the inside. But the main thing is conspiracy theories, right? Everybody wants to believe in conspiracy theories because it helps life make sense. It helps us believe that somebody is in control, right? That somebody is calling the shots, that these things all happen for a reason, this, that, and the other.
Wow, when I had Steve Pachinik on, when he first came out, Pachinik said he works for us, the externalization and the method. And I was like, oh, that's not true, Pachinik. Turns out it's true. That was all scripted. That's the standard line. Oh, there's no conspiracy theories by the guy that released all this stuff showing the massive conspiracy to spy on us illegally and control markets and so much more. But none of it exists. Edward Snowden just told you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, Edward Snowden releases multiple tranches of documents over the last 6 years or so that just show the illegal spying, the setting people up, that spyware is put into all these major industries and devices to be able to take down civilization if the deep state wants to. Not the government, but the industries working with government that have built this in to give the bureaucrats all this power. And now we see the captains of the deep state, Brennan, Clapper, Hillary, Obama, Mueller, Mueller, still in power despite the fact that the president's been elected and is trying to remove their minions and their operatives that are involved in mutiny. So everything I specifically said about your phones are secretly listening to you, your devices are, because I talked to top engineers, I talked to dozens and dozens of other whistleblowers that never got the attention that Snowden did. People that released stuff as big as Snowden did. I talked to one guy who gave me documents who his son believes they killed him about a month later. He was a rich engineer who had a bunch of the patents. And he was telling me this stuff 20 years ago, brought me stuff multiple times about how there's hidden microphones in the cable boxes and we'd break them open, they'd be there, and all hell would break loose. That's the type of stuff that they didn't want you to know. Now they're, oh, yeah, there's hidden microphones. Even if you turn the microphone off in the Google Nest or the Amazon this, they're always listening. AI is. See, I'll just suddenly, oh, but I'm the discredited one, and there's no geoengineering. Of course, he calls it chemtrails because there's no documents called chemtrails. That's true. Now, are there documents called geoengineering? Yeah, and it's hidden in plain view. So let's play the director of the CIA at the time, this is 3 years ago, Brennan. He gave a long speech. He spoke like 10 minutes on this, but here's a short clip. And he even couches it as well. It upsets governments and other people that were doing this. Because, you know, you could cut somebody's water off or you could destroy their crops. So, see, they don't tell us, the little people, about it. They just put it in all the documents, admit they're doing it, and then when we say, hey, that's not good, they go, shut up, it doesn't exist. Here, Joe Rogan, tell them. And Joe's like, yeah, it doesn't exist. Joe Rogan, I talk to aliens when I take DMT. They tell me what to do. Jones, yeah, the government's been deploying this, using people to promote it, and it's all part of this occult takeover. Demons are the aliens. That's what the elite believe they're in contact with, and they want a post-human world, and it's like, wow, that's crazy. Really, that's crazy. When they're telling us the post-human world, we have to give up our humanity, merge with machines, humans are bad. Men dressed up like vampires, going to schools unannounced, kids sit in their laps crying. The teachers are like, sit in their laps. It's not just parents bringing them to libraries. It's unannounced in Denver and other areas. All of this is training us to accept nightmares. It's an invasion. It's a preparation, and these are their slaves. They're zombies. They're Renfields. So let's play the, at the time, the director of the CIA specifically repeating what we said they were doing 20 years ago. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. A method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations.
Oh.
Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
But Edward Snowden said it didn't exist on the Cool Trendy Show. See how that works? Now, I can show you the Smithsonian articles, the Department of Energy articles, the Department of Defense articles. I mean, I can show you all these, and Bill Gates runs it. It's like he runs the inoculation program. and he admits it's to get the population of humans down, so roll your sleeves up. What could go wrong? It's the same group that gave blacks syphilis in their vaccines and so many other groups. And my grandmother was told she got polio from the vaccine. She was a beautiful young mother of two children. My mother was four when she got it. They put her in an iron lung for a while. She survived and died at 92, but she was in super bad pain the rest of her life, ate most of her nerves. And the doctor told her, oh, was it your vaccine? Yeah, it has. Oh, by the way, there was some cancer viruses in all of those shots as well, SV40. But see, being informed, you don't need to do that. You just need to laugh and go, when Snowden's talking. And I like Joe. It's just that Joe knows this is going on, and it's out in the open. And you heard him say SAI and other geoengineering programs that if they're fully deployed, because this has all been the beta test to get rid of that evil carbon that humans and plants and all life live off of, and carbon gases are a tiny trace amount. Carbon dioxide and oxygen are traces. And their numbers are going down compared to ice core and mud samples. But these fellers aren't really worried about that. They've got ABC, NBC News showing you how the jets fly over and spray you. Children's shows explain, oh, they're saving us with aluminum dioxide, barium salt. And there's a Nobel Prize. Oh. And it's putting the jet fuel exactly as I said. But Joe Rogan said I was wrong. Oh. Again. Joe's kids are breathing the aluminum dioxide as well. That's killing the crops. But don't worry, Monsanto's got a whole group of crops that can live in high aluminum soil. So don't you worry, it's here. So see, this is all going on, and it's not for the reasons they say. It's not to cool the planet. Actually, the studies show that the radiation goes through these clouds and then never leaves. It's actually trying to heat the planet, but they failed in heating it. Because the sun just so happened to dim a little bit during their project. Just God works in mysterious ways. Isn't that funny? So the sun had been in a maximum period, and it's kind of cooled down a bit. That's on record. So things are cooling down a bit. They're like, damn. Ugh. We were going to try to make it worse. It didn't work. Because you cut carbon dioxide, then plants don't grow as well and die, and then people starve. So, yeah, it's a depopulation program. But the sun cooled off a little bit, so it didn't go the way they wanted to, and they're so pissed. But don't worry, there'll be lots of people mentioned and pushed in the YouTube feeds, you know, like Joe, that'll tell you none of it's happening. Nothing's going on. That 5G is good for you. Vaccines are good for you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, "We're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles." And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're in the middle of the first leg of the public show trial going on against the president, the coup by a collection of globalist bureaucrats backed by the Chi-Coms and others. We're going to be breaking that down with Dr. Steve Pachinik, who hadn't been on this in over a year. It's great to have him back with us. StevePachinik.com. MD, PhD, is an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. He's critically acclaimed author of psychopolitical thrillers and the co-creator of the best-selling Tom Clancy Ops Center and Tom Clancy's Net Force paperbacks. Produced a lot of big movies. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. His novels are based on over, now it's 40 years experience resolving international crisis hostage situations for the Department of State. And four administrations at least. And he joins us to break down just the wild state of the different factions and the coups and counter coups and all these hoaxes and what he thinks is coming next. Because I've been watching his reports
on his site, stevepachinik.com, and it's been mirroring our own research and what we see happening. And now a lot of this is out in the open, so I want to get into what he sees coming next if this impeachment fails. So, Doc, good to have you back with us.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for getting me back on the show. We are in interesting times. Let me summarize it very briefly. Jefferson said it, our founding father said it very clearly. He said, in liberty, we will have to sacrifice the blood of patriots and tyrants. And that's exactly what's happening. We don't have a civil war. What we do have is an internal conflict where the Democrats are really in the throes of the last probably breath. I think they're in the throes of a self-destruction. The reason is clear. Nancy Pelosi really miscalculated where she is, where she's going. I said she had a real problem understanding the difference between a republic and a democracy. And then she went on the Stephen Colbert show to kind of retract that. But in fact, what's happening is Adam Schiff is really a useless representative. And what you're seeing is millions and millions of dollars wasted on a process that will, I will guarantee you, end up where Trump will be reelected in 2020. There's no question of it. This is the demise of the Democratic Party. They are in a spiral of self-destruction, along with much of what we would consider the deep state. But you had on one end, you had Jerry Post and you have psychiatrists who are trying to claim that Trump is nuts and self-destructive. On the other hand, you have George Conway, who comes out of Yale and is the husband of Colleen Conway, who works at the Trump administration. He's from Yale. Post is from Yale. I got Bolton from Yale. I've got Woodward from Yale. I got Bush is from Yale. I got Cheney from Yale. Is there something I'm trying to get at in terms of the nidus of this civil war or whatever you want to call it, a coup attempt? It's a soft coup because we're not using military forces and military forces will not be used. We're not in the business of using military forces. If we have to, we would do it. But quite frankly now, we are now really in the business of taking down their soft coup. And that's what I was doing with my videos after I attacked Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. I call him the real Stalin. He's totally useless. And I called Nancy Pelosi somebody who really had no idea of what she's doing and going into a spin of self-destruction. So what we have here is really a lot of irrelevancy with much noise and much noise signifying very little in terms of what's happening. And the reason for that is very simple. As you know, I day trade and there are other traders, but we've never had a market that's so strong and an economy that's so strong. So while they're fiddling in Rome and it's burning in Rome, literally California is burning again. And here they have 85,000 people in Los Angeles who are homeless. Schiff has 85,000 people in San Francisco homeless. Pelosi has fires that have raged all over North California and Southern California and has done absolutely nothing. And her pet boy, Newsom, who's the governor, is totally useless. So what you see in effect is a very ineffectual, effete party self-destructing in the midst of what really is a Republican revolution. And in fact, the reason Michael Bloomberg had to come in, he saw the same thing you and I saw, which was the fact there's nobody in the Democratic Party who could be a viable candidate. Bernie Sanders is a joke. I've listened to him in Warner, New Hampshire. He's the socialist. He's a multimillionaire socialist from book advances. If I could get his book advances, I'll go to his publishers, but I don't get multimillion dollar advances. So he's, you know, lying. You've got Warren, who's basically losing it as well. She has no credibility. And then you have the four, whatever you want to call it, amigas who work together in destroying the party. So you really have nobody there. Biden, I said, is mentally ill. He has a problem with an aneurysm and he has no credibility. So,
and Dr. Chinnick, I agree with you on that. But What about the neocon influence? And the reason I really wanted to get you on, I'm glad you bring up the field of what's happening, the waterfront. What about the neocons? Because I agree the Democrats are out of control. They're destroying themselves. They're self-destructive. Every place they control, they've looted and are falling apart. But what about the neocons and Bolton and others combined with the Democrats? I don't want to be overconfident here. I mean, I agree what you're saying. It's just that they keep trying and failing, but they're not going to stop. Don't they need to be punished for the crimes they've committed?
I agree with you. I am absolutely I'm shocked that a guy like George Conway, who is a neocon, went to Yale, as did John Bolton, went to Yale, created 9/11, was part of the neocon Cheney, Bush, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, you know, junta, and nobody has been punished for 9/11. Nobody's been punished for Epstein phenomena with the Maxwells or the Bronfmans. So no neocon has gone to prison. Victoria Nuland, who created all these problems in Ukraine, along with her husband, Kagan, all of whom are what we call chicken hawks, including Bolton, who espoused the fact that we have to go into Vietnam, but he didn't want to go to Vietnam because he didn't want to get killed in a foxhole. Then he says we got to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, but he himself would never go because he's a coward. So we have all of these neocons who should have been arrested. I do not see the Department of Justice really being very effective. Unfortunately, I don't see the FBI being very effective. And so there's no element of the American government which I see as effective. You have Bolton shaking hands with Bush Jr., but we know Bolton. I've known Bolton for 30 years, and guys who I worked with, like Carl Ford, who's head of intelligence and worked for the CIA, literally said Bolton is a man who sucks up to the superior and deprecates the inferior worker. At the same time, Richard Armitage, who was Deputy Secretary of State in Colin Powell, was reprimanded Bolton. Bolton was a joke for many of us. He was a sick joke, but he always came in illegally and really never performed anything.
And he believes Trump will be removed, so he's jumped over to their side and is about to violate the separation of powers and testify about it. When we come back, I want to then tie this together with Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com, because I agree the Democrats have nothing. They're looking like fools, but they've got the votes to get the indictment in the House. Then they could blackmail and twist arms of the Senate, because you've got the neocons and Mitt Romney fluttering around like flying monkeys in the background. So it's that combination that really worries me. So I want to look at how you think they might try to take the president out, what you think the president should do. And as you said, the Justice Department keeps saying, oh, we're waiting for the Inspector General report before we can do anything, when they have all of these crimes there. That's only encouraging the cells that the deep state left in there to continue to do this. How do we route those out and then get control of the government fully back under the American people? With Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. And again, he has also been involved in regime change and a lot more. When he talks about it here on the show, though, he's gotten called into federal court and stuff about it, so we can't get into too much of that. But this is some real stuff with Steve Pachinik. He ran the Camp David Accords, the only big successful peace deal we ever did. He goes back that far. So it's always great to have him on with us. We're very honored to have him. I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. Spread the word about him being on the show and tell people about Infowars.com. The fact that it still exists totally pisses the deep state off. Stay with us. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country.
and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Carpe Donctum at MemeWorld.com. It's also up on InfoWars.com. Has released an amazing new meme. We'll play at the start of the next hour. It's on InfoWars.com. I hope you spread it. Carpe Donctum releases damning footage of Trump quid pro quo. Don't let the Democrats see this. And it's pretty hilarious. We're going to be playing that next hour, but please get that out. Please don't forget, we just launched the new sale that keeps us on the air. Plus, these are great products. Black Friday sales have arrived, and it's all 40 to 70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on all the items that are still in stock. And we also have the new whitening toothpaste that has the nano-patented silver. It has the above sea coral calcium that helps remineralize the teeth. It knocks out the viruses, the bacteria, the gingivitis that can get into your arteries and cause all those heart problems. It just really is, we believe, some of the best toothpaste ever produced, and it funds the InfoWar, so a total win. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for the support. Now, going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com, I've got so many questions I want to get into here. And, I mean, I agree with your assessment that the Democrats are believing mainstream media that they're invincible. Their old lies don't work, so they keep expanding the lies. I'm not a psychiatrist like you, but they want to diagnose Trump from afar and violate the Goldwater Rule, diagnosing them. I mean, they act like megalomaniacs that just get caught in everything, shift reading fake transcripts and getting caught in doing all these dress rehearsals in the basement of the Capitol, and then the so-called whistleblower was exposed by people on this show
Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich 2 years ago, specifically as Eric Saramala. And it turns out that he was working with Biden's son, and so no wonder he wants to do all this. I mean, this is just flagrant. And Trump talks about it being treason, what these people are doing. What would you call it? And then what do you expect them to do next? Because if Bolton, you know, we know is a mole and a leaker the whole time, is publicly jumping ship, he must believe Trump can be removed.
It's not even a question that he believes Trump will be removed. He was in the business of trying to remove Trump. Here's the problem. Ironically, Trump brought in a lot of his own elements of self-destruction.
That on the show 2 years ago. You said, what the hell is he doing?
That's exactly what I warned against, and this is exactly why I warned it. I mean, here was General Mattis, who gave a chance. He called him, you know, strong dog, whatever it was. And there's Mattis shooting off his mouth, deprecating the president, when I know fully well, and he knows fully well, he better keep his mouth shut. Because there's a lot we know about him in his personal life. And it goes on. Biden is the same issue. Hunter Biden's another issue. Bolton, we know a lot about. The truth of the matter is the counter-revolution, what we're capable of doing, is far more lethal than what they're doing right now. The problem is I don't have an attorney general who will arrest them on sight. I was surprised that that our attorney general didn't do anything when Epstein, quote, was killed. There was no such thing as Epstein being killed or in any way slaughtered in a cell. Epstein was part of the CIA Mossad group, and he knew as well as I did, William Barr, that we take out our own people and we send them overseas. There was no death of Epstein, but Epstein had exposed how corrupt everything was at MIT and at Harvard. I went after my own president of MIT, and I said, resign. You have no reason to have had Epstein there for 10 to 15 years. So what's happening is we have an internal revolution of corruption, yet there's no accountability on the surface because I've said from the day one, Trump doesn't have the most ruthless people, people like me and others. We get rid of them quickly. My job was to come into the State Department and fire at will. It was the same thing in the intelligence community. There is no such thing in the intelligence
community. So it's true that Trump is incompetent, but only by not knowing how to root these criminals out.
Correct. Alex, the irony is he's not as tough as he should have been. You bring in guys like me or you, we would get rid of them. Why do I need 75,000 people in the State Department? It's a joke. When I worked for Kissinger, we had at most 9 to 10 people, and Henry had to figure out how to deal with 15,000. When I worked with James Baker, he had 3 or 4 people, and I was part of that group. He couldn't figure out what to do with 15,000. Now we have 75,000. Fire them. I do not need a State Department. I don't care if an individual is elegant, nice, he served in Vietnam. They are irrelevant.
Well, let's pull back from this, because what we have is a bureaucracy that thinks it runs things, that's made all these deals, and they're trying to keep Trump from ever getting control of his government. He thought bring in all the sides, and that they would actually tell him the truth. They've lied to him. Now he knows he should never have Never Trumpers. Now he knows he shouldn't have neocons. Now he knows he shouldn't have leftist, attached to the America-hating group. Who do you recommend that the president get in there? Because he's openly saying, who the hell will actually...
I'm not interested in serving, but I've said from day one, you and I are the only ones who came out of the outside and said, look, this is not going to work for whatever reason. And I have my ideas why Bolton was in there, because Trump had a relationship with him. But also Trump had a relationship with Bush Jr. So in a way, Trump created his own destruction because he brought in all these neocons and right-wing operatives who'd never been in combat, he'd never been involved.
Sure, but you just said his own destruction. Can Trump be saved, in your view?
Yes.
And what are the plays they're going to use against him?
They're going to use several things. One, it came out Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump have been self-aggrandizing in their money, and they've gotten wealthier. Big deal. So has every other president of the United States. For the first time in our history, We have a businessman, and I've had to explain this to my intelligence units. A businessman does what he has to do. I don't care if he makes money, he loses money. I don't particularly care if he pays tax or he doesn't. He's the president of the United States. He can fire at will. He can get rid of the CIA. He has to get rid of, we've got 16 intelligence units doing nothing. And right now I've got in Hong Kong riots going on against China, and we're not even in any way involved in that. And so the president.
100%, 100% we should back that. Exactly. America doesn't back freedom anymore. It backs tyranny.
Well, I don't want to say that.
Well, I'm not saying as a policy from Trump. I'm saying exactly. It's insane that we're not helping the people in Hong Kong.
Well, let me put it this way. We have national security interests. National security interest means business. So when anybody attacks Putin, give me a break. Number one, I was involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. We had an agreement that was in writing. There is no such thing as the Russians invaded Crimea. Crimea has been part of the Soviet Union and Russia for decades and centuries. That was one of the agreements we had with Russia.
So explain to people, who broke the agreement at the end of the Cold War in 1991?
It was Newland, the neocons, and others who created disruptive events within Ukraine to create a fight against Putin. They wanted to have a war against Russia. Putin wouldn't even accept that. Putin is strong. He has an idea exactly he wants to work with Trump. Putin has a great respect for America. He could care less about our elections. I've known about Putin since the day he came in because I was at Dzerzhinsky Square in the KGB headquarters, where I knew beforehand that Putin would be the head of the KGB 20 years ago. And the operatives in the KGB didn't know who he was. So we put in Putin there because we needed somebody to control the remainder of what was Russia. So the neocons are totally ignorant. What you have are people who have basically never been involved in crisis management. You have people who have never been involved.
Sure. So give us the end game. What are the players? How do you see things ending right now? Currently, in the direction things are going, how do you see this unfolding?
The way I see it unfolding, if he continues this, we're going to waste a lot of time and money, and Trump will be exhausted, and he may even want to resign. I do not know. But he's got to fire a lot of people. He's got to fire the CIA operatives. He's got to fire State Department. You do not need 2,000 people on the National Security Council.
It's gotten totally ridiculous, too, how cartoonish these attempts to remove him are. Some people say, are they doing this on purpose to look like idiots? No, they're that incompetent.
They are that incompetent. It's nothing to do with idiots. It's the irrelevancy of the bureaucracy. So what Trump is a disruptor. He disrupted an entire system based on process. In terms of the congressmen and the congresswomen, they're going to self-destruct. The people aren't going to vote for the Democrats. They've done nothing. They're actually in a self-destructive mode. The Republicans have to be very careful. Mitt Romney is not a Republican. Mitt Romney is a Mormon, an elder of the church, who is a coward. I said it years ago.
We got to go to break, but Mitt Romney is the guy that's going to lead the impeachment against Trump. I agree with that. So when we come back, I want to talk about this and really flesh this out, because this is real politics, folks, real politique. We're not sitting here talking about Republican-Democrat stuff right now. This is really the players, who the factions are, and what's currently happening. And if Trump doesn't move against them quickly, they're just going to create more circuses, and it's going to be very, very dangerous. Stay with us. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times, I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. About About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was on Steve Pachinik's Twitter, and I saw this photo of Pelosi. Nothing against old people. But, I mean, she looks like a crypt keeper there. She looks like my grandmother looked the day before she died. And I think it's just emblematic of her nephew that runs the state and says he'll nationalize. That's the term he used. Like, he thinks California is his own nation. I guess it is. They've hijacked that beautiful state and run in the ground. And that they'll take over the power company. Well, they wouldn't let anybody cut the deadwood out since the 70s. And then when Trump says you should cut the deadwood out, all the comedy shows make fun of him. And at least Trump knows that. You go over to Europe and stuff, you don't see in the forest any woodland on the ground. You see fire breaks. We used to have those here, too. You see those in Texas? Our ranch has them. The county doesn't even ask you. They come in and they cut the damn fire breaks. And we use them as roads. Now we got a pine forest in East Texas. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is incompetence. It's massive. And they live off what was built before and the work of American people. But there are evil groups and smart people manipulating these incompetence. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. And some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. So when we go to break in a minute, I want to come back with Steve Pachinik and really get his big overview of the players and what's happening and the ongoing coup against the president and what he needs to do. Because, again, he was pointing out the Democrats are incompetent, but these neocons, we're getting into Mitt Romney. So let's finish up with Mitt Romney if we can.
Mitt Romney is an easy person to take out. I would appoint John Huntsman, and I would get rid of Pompeo as the Secretary of State and put in John Huntsman. The reason for that is very simple. Huntsman worked underneath me as an ambassador to Singapore. He speaks Chinese. He was our ambassador to Russia. He's loyal to the president, and at the same time, he despises Mitt Romney. So I have a Mormon of a higher quality and wealthier than Mitt Romney, and that's Huntsman. Huntsman could easily take out a Mitt Romney. At the same time, I get rid of Pompeo. I also get rid of Pence. I don't want Pence in there. I want Rand Paul in there because it's going to give a very clear message to everybody. You've got a physician, you have integrity, you have somebody who's accomplished something, and a man who will stand by the principles of the Conservative Party. I then would hire somebody like myself to come in and clean out that entire White House, get rid of the 2,000 people on National Security Council, get rid of anything to do with the State Department, and start coming into the State Department and start cutting down on the 16 different intelligence units that I have. I get rid of the DNI, Director of National Intelligence. That's nonsense. Get rid of the Inspector General. That's nonsense. And at the same time, when you do that kind of firing, you set in motion an incredible counter-revolution that people will say, thank you, Mr. President, because we don't want to waste our money on these nonsensical, incompetent, effete politicians. When you elect a congressman or senator, what you're basically electing is a dead entity. that does nothing but process. How do I know? I treated these people. I treated congressmen, congresswomen, senators. They don't do anything. They get elected for the simple reason that they want a pension. They get $170,000, and somebody as incompetent and really not very bright as Nancy Pelosi has a net worth of $140 million. Now, how do you get a net worth of $140 million when you're making $170,000? Then you have Dianne Feinstein, 87 years old, who works in San Francisco, has 75,000 homeless, but she's only worth $80 million. Then you have Bernie Sanders. So it's time for the young people in the Democratic Party to have their way and get rid of all of this geriatric unit if you're really interested in the country. But for Trump, he has to decrease the size of his White House markedly. When I had Reagan, we had a very tight White House.
Under Dr. Pichinik, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. I want to come back with the blueprint for Trump victory in America's confirmed resurgence. We'll be right back. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country. And it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In defiance of the out-of-control globalist bureaucracy bought and paid for by a consortium of the Chi-Coms, the corrupt EU, the Hollywood scum, literally have had their foot on the neck of this country and have been bleeding it off, selling it out. Trump means well. He's a pro-America president, but he thought, as a businessman, well, I'll bring in the different factions and give them a seat at the table. And no, they all lied to his face and then undermined him. I warned him. Dr. Pichinik warned him. We had other guests on who specifically said, you know, Fiona Hill, all these people from George Soros, and we got banned in the White House. They literally said, do not give this information to the president. And now he says, tell me who are never Trumpers. Tell me who are neocons. He says, tell me who are deep staters and who aren't loyal. Well, we're happy to tell you because I'm sitting here in Texas and I can just search engine each name, do 20 minutes research and find their quotes, find them talking trash about you because all you're doing, Mr. President's watching Fox News. You really need to open it up. And I'm not lecturing the president, but my name is tied to the president now, and they're trying to destroy me at every front. I really want to beat this faction in the deep state. I really want to see an American resurgence secured. I really want to see our nation stabilized, and I just really want to see Trump succeed. But some people out there think he's invincible, the whole Q movement. Others think that, you know, he's Drudge, I think, and others think, you know, he's probably going to get removed. I think it's still up in the air here, but we got to be realist. So Dr. Steve Pichinik, one of the founders of Delta Force, ran major operations, the State Department, CIA, you name it, regime change, uniquely positioned to be able to, the technical expert for a lot of Clancy's books, to really give us a actual assessment, and I agree with everything he's saying, of what's going on. But your message to the president, and also your message to the president about what you were just saying earlier, if we see some action, some real heads starting to roll, this is going to energize everybody and is going to guarantee, I believe, victory. But right now, they don't respect the president because they have gotten away with literally like a cat in your house pissing all over the furniture. I mean, these guys need to be whacked upside the head.
I agree. Here's the issue. Number one, you get rid of Pence. You put in a Rand Paul. Rand Paul is a physician. He's an ophthalmologist. He's no nonsense. He can get things done. Get rid of Pompeo. You put in Huntsman. Huntsman knows foreign affairs. He speaks Chinese. More importantly, Huntsman is a far more significant entity person in Utah than Mitt Romney is. He's 10 times the wealth of a Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney can't stand Huntsman. Huntsman basically neutralizes Romney, and that's how we get rid of Romney. At the same time, I need to go in there and clean out 2,000 people in the National Security Council, clean out all the communication experts that are there, and clean out the entire White House to make it look very much like a Nixonian White House or a Baker White House, James Baker, who made it very tight when we had problems with Reagan, and he knew how to keep it within a purview of about 9 to 10 people. At the same time, we have to be able to get rid of the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, an absolutely absurd position that came out of 9/11. We go back to 9/11. We go with Cheney. He's got to be arrested. Bush, he has to be arrested. The Clintons, I'll leave alone because I want them to span in the wind. I just want her to stay out there because I don't want to make her a martyr. The truth of the matter is we have to be tougher with our own Republicans and get rid of these people because they're not really Republicans. They're grandiose sycophants who want to be in power. In turn, I would clean out all of the institutions. I do not need 75,000 people in the State Department. I barely need a few ambassadors. In a time when I have the internet and virtual diplomacy, I don't need a whole embassy overseas wasting millions and millions of dollars. I don't need six intelligence units that repeat what they do, and I don't have an integrated human capability. I get rid of Gina Haspel of the CIA and get rid of a lot of the CIA operatives. Number one, there is no such thing as a whistleblower in the CIA. That is absolutely absurd. William Barr should have known this. I would get rid of Barr and bring in a very tough attorney general because the CIA and all intelligence units, I happen to know this for a fact because I've cleaned them out, is an accepted system. Except it means that you cannot say anything against the President of the United States, and there is no such thing as a whistleblower concern in the CIA. That means I can fire 50% of the CIA without any ramifications, and there's no reason why I can't go in the CIA and fire 50%.
Well, let's walk through that, because they have crippled the President early on, saying he's not allowed to fire anybody. It's obstruction if he does. It's all a total hoax. It's just invited more and more of these failed coups. So, yes, the president's innocent, but it really is a form of incompetency if he doesn't stand up for himself in the country. I mean, this has gotten ridiculous.
I'm going to say something that most people don't really understand. The irony of Trump is that he's really a nice guy. He's not mentally insane like Jerry Post said of the CIA. Post doesn't know what he's talking about. He's far more afraid of firing people because he can't do it in front of him. The ones who can do it, ironically, are Ivanka Trump. Melania's the one I would go to because she's the person I would trust the most. Came out of a communist system, speaks 4 to 5 languages. She knows exactly what's going on in the White House.
In fact, it turns out usually she's the one that's gotten a lot of these people fired.
That's the one I would go work with. I would specifically work with her and say, okay, in Russian, what do you want to do? In French, who has to go? She's the one who knows. Jared Kushner is trying to do a good job in the Middle East. He can't. It's a hard time. Ivanka Trump tries to go to Latin America or Africa. They don't cover her. The truth of the matter is Melania knows exactly who has to go, and they must go.
You know, and that's something that would really captivate women out there. We're always hearing about women in power. That would be a great move as well.
Melania is one of the most powerful, intelligent, certainly most beautiful.
Yeah, have you ever been around her in person?
No.
I know why Trump married her. I mean, because super hot women don't intimidate me, but she is definitely has a super presence. And you're like, I mean, it's something about her. She's very, I don't want to say masculine, but I mean, she's a big woman too, and it's imposing.
Well, let me put it this way. She and I grew up in Eastern Europe. We have Eastern European background. We understand Russia. We understand communism. We understand France. We each understand what it took for us refugees to get to the point that we are in America. America is about getting, being loyal to the country, serving
the
country.
And she does start crying during the anthem. She says the Lord's Prayer. She's definitely a sweetheart and very smart. And she's the one that's been getting a lot of the bad people fired. So let me expand on this.
How are they going to come at the president next if this current permutation fails? What do you expect in the Senate?
I think the Senate is going to have a problem if they're not coordinated properly. Mitt Romney has to be neutralized. Huntsman can do that. Actually, the Mormons do not like Mitt Romney. I happen to know that because I get a lot of letters from the Mormons. He's an elder, but he's an outcast of the Mormon church. So basically what we have to do is round up. Rand Paul has to be the Nidus of this. He's smart. He knows exactly what it needs. The point I'm trying to get at is we need to have people in there who are far more ruthless than the president. It sounds bizarre, but that's exactly
no, it's true. He has that hard-ass supposed patina, but people that really know Trump, that's not the case.
No, it's not. He's sweet. He's been sweet to everybody. He does stuff like he's
called up my wife, to congratulate her when we got married a couple of years ago, and I don't even know how he found that out.
Well, congratulations, but honestly, you and I know wives are expensive. But let's go on to the next point. The real next point is the fact that Trump really needs to clean out his cabinet quickly and without any excuse. I need an attorney general who can fire and hire. I can't wait for the judicial courts. I'm not a great believer in judges. I am a great believer in an attorney general and a head of the FBI who can put people in prison ASAP. The due process of the law does not work in the United States. It's been a farce, and I've seen it on all the levels. But let me tell you, in the business I'm in, when I come into a company, I clean it out, and you don't know what happened. I don't have to be raucous. I don't have to need to shout. I just simply say thank you very much for your services. You're gone.
Let's talk about Epstein. Let's talk about Q. Let's talk about China. Let's talk about big tech. Let's talk about censors. Let's talk about it all with Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com. Be sure to check that site out at InfoWars.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to talk about the Attorney General and who he really works for. We're going to get into what's really happening with Epstein. We're going to get into Hillary and the fact that she's intending to get into the race and now basically admits it. That's next segment. Dr. Steve Pachinik is with us. He doesn't really need any introduction. We're really glad to have him back here with us, stevepachinik.com. Let's tackle in right now. You were asking me what I thought of the Attorney General, and I think he was brought in to try to end the Civil War inside the government and the deep state. The Democrats, as you said, are self-destructive and just can't stop. And they're holding them hostage with dirt. They've got dirt on the others, and it all ties into Epstein. And you were bringing up Barr and his Epstein connection. So let's get into Barr. Let's get into Epstein and flesh that out, please.
All right. The problem of William Barr for me is the following. I know he lied when he said that Epstein was killed in the cell or whatever nonsense he said. He knows he lied. I know he lied. A simple fact is Epstein was part of our CIA and Mossad alliances going back for decades to the time of Maxwell, who was a Jewish operative for the Mossad. The unconscionable part of this alliance between the CIA and the Mossad was the fact that they used pedophiliacs to honey trap people. Now, what do I mean? A honey trap means that a woman will come in or a woman will come in and try to seduce a man and make him vulnerable. Epstein didn't use a woman. He used kids under the age of 15, 14, 13. He was a pedophile. In the business of intelligence, we have limits, and that limit was pedophilia. He should have been taken out instead of literally, you know, brought overseas. He's not dead. Nobody killed him. I don't see Maxwell, who was his major pimp, in any way arrested. I don't see the Bronfmans, who were involved in the Meyer Lansky, Longies Willman. You're going back to decades of corruption between Jews, Israelis, and Italians, who go back to the years of 49 when the Israelis helped us build the CIA. Is this an unusual alliance? Yeah, but it's an unholy alliance because the Israelis can make us do things that we don't normally do. In fact, Epstein is a good example of having used Jews to honey trap kids, using children to bring in all types of people. Dershowitz should have been fired. Dershowitz should have been in jail. The president of MIT, Raphael Reif, I've said to him repeatedly, resign. You are corrupt. You've been compromised. Becko, the president of Harvard, where I went to, he's been compromised. MIT was compromised for 15 years. Yet I hear this long, nonsensical diatribe by the president of MIT, who's not born here. He's born as I am, a Jew in Venezuela, never served our country, can't speak English properly. His written written English is atrocious, and the MIT students don't do anything. They're sitting there like dumb rummies, when in fact the president was the provost and Epstein was there and compromised scores of professors. It was Minsky, compromised Church, compromised huge numbers of professors.
Explain how this demonic pedophile honey trap works. It's like a satanic pyramid scheme. Explain that.
It has this satanic element. What happens is an operative will go in and think that he's impervious. So what he does is he brings in a woman who will, in fact, honey trap another man. And normally you don't bring in children, but when you bring in children, you compromise them, and then you bring in other adults to have sex with the children. Then you know Prince Andrew of England. Of course the queen is compromised. The whole British government is a joke. They were a German family that transferred their name over to Windsor because that's the name of the castle. They're morons. You're talking about Queen Elizabeth, who's really hasn't done anything to help mankind. And Prince Andrew was highly compromised. You have Epstein, you have the Maxwell family that's been compromised. You have other pedophiliacs who should have been put in prison right away. And William Barr hasn't done that. And the reason I have a problem with Barr is because his father was the dean of the Dalton Girls School who hired Epstein in the first place. So when I see that kind of lineage, I become very mistrustful of who William Barr is. If you get yourself another prosecutor, and God only knows they're all out there, they'd be happy to arrest whatever is needed. Then we could clean out the CIA, the Mossad. We could have our own intelligence units that really do intelligence and have human and not this kind of garbage that we have. And there's your woman, Maxwell, on the right-hand side, and you have Prince Andrew on the left-hand side. So that has to be cleaned out. It has to be resolved. The truth has to be spoken. Epstein didn't die in prison. Nobody killed him, and he certainly didn't commit suicide.
It's absurd. You're the guy that said Bin Laden didn't really die in the raid. You said he was already dead, and he did have a disease that nobody lives more than a few years, Marfan's. But this is a big deal to have you, because I respect you, and you don't BS on air. You're saying you think Epstein is still alive. Why would they put out then stories that his neck was broken and have a story that doesn't make sense that would then make people ask questions?
Because it doesn't incriminate anybody. In other words, if Epstein were still alive and my thesis is correct and I know what the operatives do, then you've got to explain who else was involved with this. How does the Justice Department get away with it? How does the FBI get away with this? How does the CIA get away with this? How does the Mossad get away with this? How does Prince Andrews get away with this? What did Trump know or not know? I mean, Epstein was a known entity even in Miami. I knew about Dershowitz and his corruption from Miami.
Why was everybody from Prince Andrew to Hillary Clinton to Bill Gates kissing Epstein's ass? What was the secret breeding facility in New Mexico, the temple?
It was a dyke and is a dyke. I personally couldn't care less. She was highly compromised. Bill Clinton was on that plane more often than I could be on United Airlines. Again, bonus miles. Bill Clinton was highly compromised. He's a coward. He's corrupt. I've known about Clinton since 1988, before he ran, when my operatives in Taiwan said this man was bought off by the mainland Chinese. Then my CIA operatives came when he won the election against Bush and said to me, I asked him, how could this guy Clinton, who came in third in New Hampshire, be able to be president of the United States? And they said he robbed the election. You have corruption permeating throughout. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. In the case of Trump, if he's corrupt, fine. I don't particularly care with Trump. He's a businessman. He does what he needs to do. But what I'm upset about with Trump, he's not the toughest guy I've ever seen. I want to know how he built those casinos in New Jersey. When I had to go then, there were three New Jersey guys. If you need to use a mafia, then I'll bring in the mafia. But there's no way he built it without having been ruthless. And he has to hire the guys who are ruthless. And they're there in his organization. I don't need his son going out and explaining Trump. I don't need another book from the Trumps. What I need is the ability for Trump to say, you're fired. You're out. You're dismissed. I don't want you. I don't need this organization. I don't need it. I will use executive power. And if you want to fight me, fine. But in the meantime, he can do whatever he wants to, but don't even recognize the impeachment. It's a useless organization. It's a useless process that's going to cost us millions of dollars. But every American will remember who was involved, and every American who was a Democrat will not vote for those people who are involved on the Democratic Party.
All right. We'll talk about the election coming up and impeachment with Steve Pachenik. Stay with us.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. Now you're standing
there. Well, Steve Pachinik's back on the show, and I've been having this guy on for 18, 19 years. I got to say, he's on fire. He's doing the best job he's ever done. And I'd say about 98% of what he talks about turns out to be true on the show. I don't know if Epstein's still alive. I just know that a lot of folks pointed out that it looked like Photoshop photos from previous photos when he was in the stretcher and they did digital checks of it and that it was a fake photo. But he could have been dead, and the newspaper, the Daily Mail, is famous for that, used it to fake it because they didn't have a stretcher photo. So it could be he's dead. They just faked the photo because they didn't have one. But the photo does appear to be fake. We've done a pixel check. So have others. So, you know, who knows? I want to go back to him in a moment, stevepachinik.com. He's got a book coming out in 2 weeks. If he comes on then, we'd love to have him on. Years ago, he offered to fly to Austin and come on the show. Other times, he's like, you don't want to see me there. But we love to fly him to Austin anytime he wants to come and put him and the crew up. But before we go back to him, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to give up. And Hillary and the DNC have financed over 30 lawsuits against us. We've got over 20 of them thrown out. But in Austin and in Connecticut, they just bragged they're railroading us. Senator Blumenthal's running the whole deal. He has hearings where he says, I want Jones silenced. What he says isn't free speech. And then they misrepresent what I've said because they're scared of guests like Dr. Pachinik on the show. They're scared of the fact that Rand Paul wasn't going to win this Kentucky seat. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I literally pushed him to run. We raised half his money up front. I mean, that's an example of they know that the genesis or the zenith of so many big things ends up starting on this show. That's just the way the world works. It doesn't come out of New York. It doesn't come out of L.A. It comes out of, you know, the backwoods of Texas. And that's what Dr. Pachinik talks about. But you supporting the broadcast over the years is why we're still here. But I got to tell you, to get around the censorship, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.Video, that's, you tell people, hey, you know Alex Jones is a forbidden guy everybody demonizes? Yeah. He's still on the air. Their own streams, their own audio. And listeners go, well, that's stupid. Everybody knows that. No. I go out on the street of Austin or any other place, and I get mobbed, and I'm not bragging, but it shows liberty's popular, more than I've ever been. But they all go, man, I used to love you. God, you were right about Epstein, or you were right about this or that, or the New World Order. Where are you? I really miss you on YouTube or Facebook. And I got to go, remember Infowars.com or Newswars.com? We have our own audio. We have our own video. We have our own platforms, and millions are coming there. But we need to get those millions to tell folks, hey, the forbidden information you're not supposed to get is at Infowars.com/show, and the shows are more important than ever. And the fight we've been promoting of restoring sovereignty and free market capitalism and Americana and Renaissance is here. But they are attacking us, the criminal elements of the deep state, because we're effective. But here's the good news. They're running out of gas faster than we are. But we need to stay in position through 2020. Go to InfowarsStore.com. I haven't been paid in over a year and a half. That's fine with me. I want to expand in 2020, not just stay the same size. And as people know, you either expand or you contract. You don't stay one size. I don't want to contract. Get the products. Black Friday sales are here. Up to 70% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. These are products you need. DNA Force back in stock. Super female vitality, concentrated herbs for libido, stamina, energy. The new toothpaste is the best toothpaste you're going to find out there anywhere. The whitening toothpaste is beyond that. It remineralizes the teeth. Super silver whitening toothpaste. It doesn't compete with Super Blue. It's excellent. It has the iodine. This is a whitening toothpaste and a remineralization. It's $14.95 because it doesn't have any fillers and it's got a lot of patented ingredients in it. Infowarsstore.com. No reviews yet. All right, Dr. Pachinik, in the segments we have left, I want to thank you for being here and your work, because I know you have a risk coming on and talking about these big things, but this is history happening. So I want to get into the Q movement, because people always ask me what you think about that. I know we ended up having a private conversation. We pretty much agree, but without hurting a lot of well-meaning people's feelings, because I get folks wanting to believe Santa Claus is real, you're the real deal. I mean, you don't want to get onto an air because you get called into federal court, but you've overthrown governments. You know, you helped found the Delta Force. You've done stuff, you know, for 40 years. You know, you really were Tom Clancy's main source on record. I mean, you are who you say you are. You're a real real quantity, a real known commodity that's bona fide. What do you say to the majesty of Q?
Well, I've heard people always tell me about what Q predicted or Q is this. You know, in terms of wanting to have a narrative, if people want to believe something, that's their right. Do I know who Q is or what it is? Not really. And I don't want to deprecate it, but honestly, you have to test out what we're saying, and what is being said on this show is very important. The basis of loyalty and the basis of being a patriot is to question everything, including me, including everybody who is on this show, and see which one says the correct thing and which one can predict what is actually happening. We don't have any magical powers. He and I are, we're just ordinary individuals who basically serve our country. In the case of an Epstein, you have a traitor who worked for our country and worked for the Mossad and worked for the CIA, but that doesn't mean he's an honorable man. It doesn't mean that the CIA are honorable people. It doesn't mean any one of these people we talk about. I don't know if Q is a person, an entity, or a narrative. I write fiction, and in fiction, I happen to write reality. So why do I use fiction? Because in fiction, I can get more points of reality than I can in reality. So if Q is a narrative which is based on reality, that's fine if that's what you believe. But Q can be as much fiction as anything else. So I want you to reality test it. The truth of the matter is that, right, Ghislaine Maxwell was spotted in different areas, never picked up. The Department of Justice has had more claims against her. She clearly was the pimp for this incredibly obnoxious and disgusting individual. She herself is disgusting. She comes from a disgusting family where he was a Jewish refugee from the Holocaust and used that as a way of getting himself involved with the Israeli Mossad, who in turn used that. And Sharon and others used it against us. So they remember, whenever we have alliances with other countries, where we only have one interest. Our interest is national security for us. In reality, we have no friends. We have no partners. We have just our national security.
And Trump gets that, and that's why they hate him, because all these other bureaucrats have been selling off American power forever and don't want that to come to an end. But just briefly back to Q. I just don't like things that say everything's wonderful, stick with the plan, Trump's invincible, they're all about to go to prison, and then year after year it doesn't happen and the things aren't true, when we're really working and really getting things done and exposing moles in the White House and, you know, have the bona fides, and then it becomes, well, there's this nebulous thing that's like imperial that you've got to bow down to, and it's a 4chan board. That's all I'm saying is people need to know that Trump is in perilous times and that he needs to be pressured to take action, as you've said, because that's who can take the action, is the president, not some mythical thing telling you that action's been taken when it hasn't been taken.
I agree with you, because I've heard the nonsense saying that the following people were arrested and this is going to come out and that. He's right. I agree with Alex. It's very simple. Trump either wants to remain president, and he's got to be tough. He's got to be tougher than he ever thought he could be, which it's not really in his calculus. He has to go on Melania, and Melania will tell him exactly what he has to do, because I have no question in my mind that she and I think alike. And she knows how many people have to be fired from the White House, how many people have to be fired from the intelligence system, from the Attorney General's office. It's a
mess. We know there's globalist moles in there, so you just have to get rid of any of them appointed by globalists. That's it.
Well, it's not only that. He's got to get rid of a government that's bloated. Nobody wants to pay taxes for a government that's irrelevant now. There's a reason why there's Brexit now. There's a reason why there's no government in Bolivia. There's a reason why there's no government in Venezuela. We may be in a world order, but we're not. We're basically in a cyber nation. I've said it 20 years ago when I wrote those books. Cyber nation means that the Internet has determined the outcome of where we're going. That's why you see all these nonsensical lawsuits and these nonsensical hearings and impeachment. They're not relevant in the time of the Internet, in the time of the
Let's talk zero. About that. Let's quantify that with Dr. Pachinik. Last segment, straight ahead. Stay with us. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas, in defiance of the out-of-control bureaucrats that have hijacked this country and tried to sell us out to the Chi-Coms and others. Dr. Steve Pachinik, our guest, Emily Weaver, has been at the press conference with the Kentucky governor, who's, with our research, found the election fraud and how the deep state did it. That is coming up as well. Then Mike Adams. But I want to get Dr. Pachinik's take on Hillary Clinton. who's always been running for president since she lost 3 years ago. Now we're 355 days out, and she's all over the place. She's doing all these campaign stops. She's raising money, and now she's saying, I've been drafted. They're demanding, and I've got to retire Trump. I'm under a huge a pressure to do this. Well, here, just hear it from her.
Look, I feel a sense of responsibility, partly because, you know, my name was on the ballot. I got more votes, but ended up losing to the current incumbent in the White House, who I think is really undermining our democracy in very fundamental ways. And I want to retire him. I want to see him retired.
Mm. He said, I can't rule it out. So you are ruling it out.
Well, look, I, as I say, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it.
Well, she said 3 years ago she was going to run again. And people said, no way. And all their scandals came out. She went, okay, I'm never going to run. When we said, yes, you are, she said it's a conspiracy theory. But I know people that have been in the meetings when she's on the phone 2 years ago telling everybody that they better not run. And that's why the real people didn't run, because she's planning to jump in at the last moment. Dr. Steve Pachenik, just from your own research, what do you think? Any sources? What's your assessment as a psychiatrist, not violating the Goldwater rule, but knowing Hillary Clinton and knowing people that know her well, of is she going to run and what's going to happen?
Well, rightfully or wrongfully, I happen to have met Hillary Clinton, and I know Chelsea. Chelsea's a nice kid who went to Stanford. I would want Hillary to run, and I'll tell you why. Nothing is more divisive and more destructive than to have Hillary in the Democratic race, where you have Bernie Sanders, Warren, you have and Biden, and now you have Michael Bloomberg. I think it would be wonderful to watch them go at each other, because she will divide and conquer the Democratic Party. In other words, it's another layer, or the meta layer, for self-destruction of the Democratic Party. You see how desperate they are. For Bloomberg to come in and say, I'm going to spend billions, but I'm not going to go to Iowa and New Hampshire. This is not a fool. I know a Bloomberg. I know about him. He's pretty smart and he's tough. But I would love to see Hillary run, because it will break up the Democratic Party and create such chaos that I think that's all they really need at this point, now that they're self-destructing. From the other point of view, the Republicans have to get their act together, and they need a whip who can really hold them together. McConnell is getting too old, and he needs people who are young enough to keep that majority tight and controlled. And when I mean tight and controlled, I literally mean tight and controlled. There can be no defection whatsoever. When you come out of a Nixon or a Reagan administration, as I did, you have guys like James Baker and others who were formidably controlling and tight. And we respected that. What we don't respect is something that's incompetent and loose. And Trump has to get his act together ASAP. I don't care how he does it, but if he listens to this show and he listens to what we're saying, he's going to get through a lot easier than what he's doing right now, which is to be a witness and then rationalize and then feel terrible about it and then go back. He was right to take out troops out of Syria. He was right to make sure that the Turks came in. He was right to take our troops out of Afghanistan. He was right. Everything he did was right. And what happened is he got intimidated by a bloated bureaucracy in the Department of Defense, where my men haven't won a war since World War One. We haven't won a war. I have a military that's 2.2 million in size, and I couldn't rely on them to fight a battle. They have never won anything. And instead, I have these four-star generals and these admirals that come out and shoot their mouth open. A Petraeus, who has all these stars on him, never been in combat. I've got Mattis, who has to shoot his mouth off, but he knows better than that to keep his mouth shut. So, I mean, there is a lot.
What are you talking about in Afghanistan when he wouldn't send relief to the folks that had been bombed by our own people?
He was right. And I've got to say, I know Zalmay Khalilzad, and I've been against him for a long while. But when you send Zalmay, who's Afghani and created that Afghan war, let him reconcile all the different elements together, let him invite the Taliban and close the deal. If you got Elliot Abrams in Latin America, let him close the deal on Venezuela. Let him close the deal on Brazil. These are guys who are ruthless. They were neocons, but they came back into the system, unlike John Bolton, to correct what was happening. Bolton came in to self-aggrandize. You don't hear anything from Zalmane. You don't hear anything from Elliott. Those are the guys that you want on an operational level. But again, you need somebody who's in charge. I don't know who this Brody is, his national security advisor. I mean, you get too many of these people around there. The person I would pick as national security advisor is Melania. She would be the key point in that White House.
Well, folks that don't know, every new person that comes in, the whole corrupt deep state runs at them, looks into their background, starts spying on them, harassing their families, threatening them. And then a friend comes and says, just work with us a little and we'll get you money instead of destroying you. And that's how it works. And almost everybody buckles under the death threats, under the pressure. And I agree, Trump needs somebody like his wife. Nancy Reagan hated the deep state, a lot of them. And for those that don't know, I mean, Nancy Reagan did a lot of that with Reagan, didn't she?
You hit it right on the head. Nancy Reagan literally ran the White House with James Baker. And I've got to give Bush credit, Bush Sr., because it was such a tight White House. Then when I took down the Soviet Union, I had to go through Nancy Reagan, through Don Gregg at the CIA and other operatives who were very helpful. But it was her final determination to make sure that we did what was proper. And Nancy Reagan is a great model for this because she made sure no one intruded into the White House. Nobody could say anything ex cathedra that came out of the White House. And in fact, with James Baker there, we had a very tight administration. And if you didn't like it, you left. But we don't have that now.
Let me ask you this in closing. It's been an amazing interview. When your book comes out, please come back on in 2 weeks. StevePaczynik.com is the site, folks. Let's talk about bad scenarios. If you do five more, I understand if you got to go, fine. But how this will go if the left in its death throes is crazy enough to actually get Trump removed, then the crises that come out of that and the societal insanity and the destabilization and the wounding of the rule of law, I mean, this is something can't be allowed to happen. But what do you see happening if they were able to remove him in the Senate?
Number one, I don't think they will be able to remove him in the Senate. Number two, it would come to a point where literally his supporters would come out of the woodwork and God only knows what would happen. I don't think we're into a civil war. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I do think that there will be defections, but they have to be able to neutralize all of those who are hesitant about Trump. If they can't support him in the Senate, they've got to be neutralized, whether it's McConnell who does it, whether it's Huntsman who does it, whether it's Rand Paul who does it.
But that's what I'm getting at is the Democrats are like a bunch of crazy Frankensteins walking through the forest in the village, and it's incompetent if Trump doesn't stop all this criminal activity with the Justice Department. It's dangerous. These people are out of control.
I agree with you, but Trump has to make the – in other words, what we're begging is that he be what he was supposed to be from the very beginning. Tough, ruthless, without any explanation or any rationalization. That's all we asked of him. The minute he does that, there will be guarantees that he will come in on 2020. If he hesitates or he's not certain or he's going to back off, all bets are off.
And I was talking to a current officer in Army Special Operations assigned to one of those units, and he was saying the same thing. He says Trump would be the best president ever if he stopped talking and just started firing and executing and giving no explanation. That's what everybody's waiting for.
That's exactly what we're about. That's why I work with Special Forces. When I work with a General Keith Alexander or a General Boykin at Special Forces, these are gentlemen who make decisions. We don't waste our time. We either work on cyber command, and that's one of the issues that we have to have control of. We have to deal with 5G. We have to put in line every one of Amazon or internet control. We've got to get to the point where we are the dominant force in the world on 5G, and we're not there right now. And we have to be the dominant force on cyber command, and we're not there.
Steve Chinnick, that was my next and final question. 2 minute break to five more, and I promise I'll let you go. And then we got Millie Weaver popping into Mike Adams, but I want you to speak about the fact that China trying to come in with Huawei, the fact that Google and Apple basically moving to China, how that can even be allowed when we all know those were started by U.S. intelligence, how that rogue operation is gone, how they let them censor us. 5 minutes, you'll have the floor. Back in 2 minutes with Dr. Steve Paczynik. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. We've got Millie Weaver coming up, but I want to get into China with Steve Paczynik. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Steve Chinnick's internet connection just went down, so we're calling him on the phone. Right, we were about to get into Huawei and Cyber Command and this big global sellout by Big Tech of America, so we're going to get him to pop in here as soon as we can. A lot of other big stories on InfoWars.com where even the dim witnesses admit that Hunter Biden should be criminally investigated. They just can't lie now they're actually being questioned. I guess they realize they can be charged with perjury. So just a lot of crazy developments. Mike Adams is coming up. Millie Weaver just finished her two-hour-long coverage of the press conference with the governor and election fraud in Kentucky. That's up on InfoWars.com. Talking about cybersecurity. Not the Russians hacking into our elections. It's the deep state, the Democrats. And we've caught them red-handed. MSNBC's come out and said, oh, it's Russian bots claiming this. No, we have witnesses who are Republicans in other states who are on the voting rolls. People are voting in their names. Immigrants who've never voted in Kentucky have never voted. They've been put on there. There's all these stories at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I'll go ahead and take that story. Thanks that you guys have. So they're handing me all these articles as they come out. There's just so much breaking here. And so many times it's InfoWars that breaks these stories that end up bringing down the deep state. That's why they want us off the air so incredibly bad. But that's a wrap. Dim witness admits Ukraine should investigate the gas company for paying bribe to kill probe into Hunter. Wow. That's got to really freak them out after even scripting the testimony the Democrats did, having all of the recitals, having all of the dress rehearsals, and now George Kent admits he raised concerns about Hunter Biden working for Ukraine Gas Company in 2015. In a briefing call with the Office of the Vice President, I raised my concern that Hunter's Biden status could create the perception of conflict of interest. Wow. As we're told, Trump even bringing this up is incredibly evil. In fact, we have a carpe donctum meme, ladies and gentlemen, we'll play when we come back. Dr. Pachinik, sorry to hear your Skype cut out. Just please come back soon and get into all this with us, but we really appreciate you having you on. In just a few minutes, China, Huawei, Cyber Command, why did Google and Apple move to China? Why is this happening?
The real issue for us right now is the competition between the United States acquiring 5G and China acquiring it. And they're in the forefront right now of creating 5G, which is exponentially far more powerful than the 4G we had. What a race to create what's called quantum encryption or quantum computing, which is not one and zero. It's one superimposed on zero, and it has exponential areas. And China, because it's a control society, can do many things that we can't. So for the 5G issue, we have so many companies competing, both at the Department of Labor and the Consumer Department. And again, we have too big a bureaucracy that can accommodate what we need on the private level, so that we're wasting a lot of time trying to acquire the 5G while the Chinese and Huawei and other companies have been very effective in acquiring 5G. Now, China has been behind us for 30 years, but in 30 years, no president except for Trump has really said to the Chinese, look, the days of you cheating and taking advantage of us are over. At the same time, the tariff that he's placed is hurting us in many ways that we can't afford to have it. So on the one hand, he has slapped China. China understands it. But on the other hand, if he says, okay, we're finished with the tariffs, I can guarantee him he will be reelected without any question. If he just mentions he's finished the tariffs, the stock market will go up even higher than it is now, and everybody will be pleased, and there's nothing the Democrats can do. So
well, when your new book comes out in 2 weeks, please come on to talk about cybersecurity and China and Apple and Google, them all moving over there. Thanks for you getting back on via your phone, even though your Skype went down. StevePaczynik.com. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, that was a good, pretty much two-hour interview. It was an hour-and-a-half interview. That was powerful. I've got so much to break here, so much to get into. Mike Adams is coming. Millie Weaver was going to be on, but she was in the middle of that press conference in Kentucky and talk about cybersecurity. I'm going to speak about 5G briefly when we come back as well, back in 60 seconds. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to hit some final pieces of news here that are very important before Mike Adams, who's always very informative, takes over the last three segments. And then the war room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. And then you got firepower after that. Band.video. Please share that link. I can't sit here and just be more clear about it, because we're barely bringing in the money we need to fund this operation right now. And I'm not complaining. I hate to sit here like a baby bird begging for your support. But, my God, we're selling products everybody needs. They're great. I want to thank all of you that are supporting us. InfoWarsStore.com. It totally is angering the deep state that we're still on air to do interviews like you just heard. We need folks to know this fight is neck and neck with the globalists. It's not all in the bag like these foggy groups are telling you out there. So everything's great. And, boy, it feels good. I'd love to think everything was turned around. But InfoWars has been here 25 years, and we helped launch the movement exposing globalism with you. And so we're in a position of authority to say that we know what we're talking about, and this thing is not in the bag, ladies and gentlemen. And I just keep harping on that because so many people have smoked the dope that everything's great, and that is not the case. Because of the neocons, we can beat the Democrats. It's the Republican traitors. Now, I'd say Trump was 55-45, if you had to look at it in numbers, in the fight against the deep state. The last few days, it's crept up to 56-57. But then when stuff happens, it goes back down to 40-something, you know, on the other side, because a lot of the public is ignorant, and it's up to us to wake them up. Now, this video is at newswars.com. It really needs to get spread. It's also at memeworld.com. Carpe Diem's done another great piece, releases damning footage of Trump quid pro quo. Don't let Democrats see this, or this could bring down Trump. Here's the video. Clear evidence of quid pro quo has emerged, directly implicating the White House.
A commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was about 6 hours. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Man, Carpe is such a talented individual. And I've been so busy about a month ago. He said, hey, shoot this in a green screen. I'll make a great video with you. And I just haven't got around to it. You know what? I'm going to shoot that video that Carpe wants right after the show. That's the first thing I want to do is to be in his next meme. Wow. Because that's Joe Biden saying all that with Trump's head on him. If you're a radio listener, you didn't see that. We got live streams at Infowars.com/show. And again, I keep harping on that because that's how we get around the censors. That's how we win. We triggered the chain reaction that defeated Hillary before. She's planning to run again. Now she admits it, and she wants us off the air in the 2020 election. It didn't happen, but they're trying very hard. She's like a disease, and we're a can of penicillin. And she doesn't want us on the shelf, ladies and gentlemen, but thanks to you, we're here. Wow. Now, speaking of that, we'll play this video. That's a wrap. It's a Jamie White article on Infowars.com. Dim witness admits Ukraine should investigate the gas company for bribe to kill probe into Hunter. Wow. So that's why Schiff had all these show trials and dress rehearsals the last couple of weeks down in the basement. But still, now that Republicans can ask questions they couldn't before. Hell, we couldn't even, I meant to get Pachinik to talk about the fake whistleblower, Eric Sierra Mella. I mean, the guy was involved with Hunter. The guy was involved in all this. It's not just the money and the power. He has a stake in covering up whatever he was involved in. And I told you that a couple weeks ago. Now it's out in the news. But big tech and Fox News is censoring anybody that puts the name out. When it's public, it's not illegal. It's not illegal to read WikiLeaks like CNN says, Chris Cuomo. It's all a hoax. I've talked to 5 different lawyers in the last week when they were saying arrest me for exposing that the judge in the Roger Stone show trial had tried to put an Obama department head whose husband worked on the Mueller witch hunt probe out of the Justice Department on the jury. She took her off once we exposed it. I was trying to tamper with a jury. If they put Obama on the damn jury, I'd say that was wrong. Or Hillary or Chelsea or Joe Biden or maybe Hunter Biden on the jury. I mean, you'd say that's crazy. Well, same thing with a department head whose husband was in the Mueller probe. I mean, man, my goodness. But they try to get away with the most insane crap. So, this is on Infowars.com. It's pretty amazing. The witness brought forward by the Democrats to testify about Trump's Ukraine phone call admitted that Ukraine officials should investigate the holdings company for possibly bribing prosecutors to quash President Joe Biden. During the statement, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Kent testified that he raised concerns to then-President Biden about the conflict of interest involving Hunter Biden. And we know what happened and the gas company. Hunter called up the president of Ukraine then and said, I'm going to hold up $1 billion if you don't fire that son of a bitch. I just played you the clip.
Everything they say Trump's done, they've done. You're like, oh, great, that blew up in their face. If they don't get in trouble for all this, it emboldens them to even do crazier fiascos, which, again, if we allow that to happen, is incompetence. We need to see indictments now. We need to take action. And people are like, well, it'll cause a bigger fight in the government. The Democrats are on full attack mode. The danger's letting them do this. They're never going away. They're crazy people. Look at Schiff. Look at Pelosi. Look at her nephew, the governor. Look at the weathermen they're electing as DAs in San Francisco. I mean, these people have been allowed to run wild forever. They think they're God. Here's a clip.
Problem of corruption in Ukraine included exposure to a situation involving the energy company Burisma. The primary concern of the U.S. government since 2014 was Burisma's owner, Mykola Zlochevsky, whose frozen assets abroad we had attempted to recover on Ukraine's behalf. In early 2015, I raised questions with the Deputy Prosecutor General about why the investigation of Mr. Zlochevsky had been terminated, based on our belief that prosecutors had accepted bribes to close the case. Later, I became aware that Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. Soon after that, in a briefing call with the National Security Staff of the Office of the Vice President in February of 2015, I raised my concern that Hunter Biden's status as a board member could create the perception of a conflict of interest.
Wow. Again, this new video is the best work of Carpe Donctum. It's up on Infowars.com, where he puts Trump's head on Joe Biden when Joe Biden makes the confession. And again, why would he make a confession? Why is the lawyer for the whistleblower saying he loves, you know, to protect pedophiles and gets them into government and admires little girls? They're normalizing. They're pissing in your face. Instead, you resist that. You give into it, you're a slave. You resist, you get stronger. Resistance is victory. Now, we've got our new special. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 70% off. A lot of items have sold out. A lot of items that were sold out have come back in. And as I told you, we're funding ourselves into next year by selling out of a lot of things we'll probably never even be able to reorder. We hold back some for those on auto ship. I mean, that's just how crazy things are around here. I've got some other funding things I'm working on. But listen, you want to see people that deliver the goods and are defeating the globalists? Step up to the plate, InfoWarsStore.com. If you've never tried these products, get them. If you tried them and liked them and didn't reorder them for some reason, sign up for auto ship so you don't forget to get the fish oil you need, to get the turmeric you need, bodies. Or go get the great T-shirts and books and films. Do your Christmas shopping early. Don't battle the crowds. Don't battle the traffic. Get amazing gifts at InfoWarsStore.com for your wife, your husband, your family, your grandchildren, your cousins, your coworkers, and get great supplements as well and a lot of politically correct goodies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network.
Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Millie Weaver was scheduled to be with us about an hour ago, but I understand why she couldn't be there, because our great reporter was in the Capitol there in Kentucky with the governor while he and others were presenting new evidence of election fraud, not just voter fraud, but the Democrats in deep state putting hundreds of thousands of Republicans from other states and immigrants who've never voted on the voter rolls as Democrats so they could steal the election by about 5,000 votes from the governor. And so that whole press conference is on Infowars.com. Kentucky governor holds press conference on election fraud, and Millie Weaver says there's new evidence of that that's been brought forward. Mike Adams, I appreciate holding. I always want to hear what he has to say. He was supposed to host the whole hour, but he understands he's about to come on in a moment. But I wanted to bring Millie Weaver up because she's got big breaking news. And remember, MSNBC has a report out saying bots, Russian bots, again, we can roll some of that B-roll for viewers, are claiming election fraud. It's all made up by the Russians. Really, I didn't know the governor was a Russian, Matt Bevin, friends with Trump. I didn't know Millie was a Russian. But don't worry, we have the same guy, of course, who told us he was shot down in a helicopter, the NBC host, Brian Williams, to tell us that it's the Russian bots. So what a joke. Millie, the guy that says he was shot down in a helicopter when it never happened, said, you're a bot. I didn't know that Russian bots were very attractive, smart, blonde female reporters wearing red dresses. I keep hearing these robots are going to be lifelike. So who manufactured you?
I know. I guess I'm a Russian bot. I guess anyone who questions the narrative that the Democrats put out is a Russian bot. So we're here in Kentucky, Alex, at the Capitol out here where there was just a press conference. And I'm telling you, Alex, the evidence is pouring in. They have just submitted hundreds of documents to Andy Beshear, who is the Democrat incumbent's office, because he's the attorney general in Kentucky. So they've submitted all.
And he's the one that put all the immigrants and Republicans from other states on the voter rolls.
Oh, yeah. And here's the most interesting one of all. A young boy, this affidavit he just put out, and they had a video in the press conference, a young man who is off to college in Florida, his parents discovered that somebody had illegally voted for him in Kentucky. When they went to the voter polls and they saw that someone had signed for their son's name. The problem is their son is over 1,000 miles away going to college in Florida. So they submitted that as well. There's just so many people coming in, floods of evidence of voter election fraud. Meanwhile, the Democrat operatives on the mainstream media are pressuring Matt Bevin to concede and to just shut up and go away with all the evidence that's pouring in. It's amazing.
What is the governor signaling he's going to do? This is incredible. We've caught them red-handed.
I'm not sure. It doesn't seem like the governor has made a strong move as to what he's going to do. So far, they are demanding investigations. A young group of people who are standing for citizens for election integrity in Kentucky, they have been compiling evidence and demanding that the attorney general do something and have a third party investigation. And Alex, as far as the whistleblower documents for Kentucky election fraud goes that were handed to me, I just hand delivered those to the governor's office here today. So now the governor will have those in his possession as well to do with what he wants.
Well, I just cannot believe how good these bots are getting. I mean, you look like a female reporter that I've known for 8-9 years, there at the Capitol, breaking all this huge news with whistleblowers by name and documents. But it's just that the Russians have gotten so good that they've got this fake governor who's contesting it. Thank God MSNBC exposed you, and the whole press conference that the Russians created, with the people coming and saying that they didn't vote, but somebody voted in their name and signing affidavits. These deep fakes are incredible. But seriously, the articles are up on Infowars.com with the full press conference. Please come on the War Room. Please come on Firepower, Millie. And I'm so glad that you're, on the job with your great crew. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
And again, folks, Millie Weaver is funded by you. Millie Weaver is funded by you, traveling around the country, doing a great job. Just the travel expenses of her and she does it on a shoestring, are still, up there at $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Same thing with Caitlin Bennett, because they work 7 days a week. She's at $100,000 a year just in travel expenses. Then I've got to pay them. That's why we need money at InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there, take action. Mike Adams, God bless you, naturalnews.com. I know you're loaded for bear, got a lot of big subjects, but wow. Can you believe they're claiming, and MSNBC, and I now learn CNN and other places, that it's all Russian bots. Did you know that? No evidence of any election fraud, even though Judicial Watch sued and found 3 million voted illegally in California and all the rest of it. It's all Russian bots. Oi, are you a Russian bot?
Well, this is all about shouting and screaming from the left-wing media, Alex, to distract from the actual election fraud that took place in Kentucky. Like you, I have seen documents that have not been made public yet, some evidence and information tied to that election fraud. It is criminal fraud, and the media is trying to get away with it by just screaming at people to move on. But Alex, think about this. If they can get away with that kind of fraud in the Kentucky election, they can do it nationwide, and they are planning to do it nationwide for 2020. And any of
you watch all the fake dossiers, all the fake transcripts, all they're going for broke. They're like mad dogs that have rabies.
Yeah, that's right, because everything's at stake now. They know, of course, many of them, the deep staters, will be indicted. And by the way, you just had an outstanding interview with Dr. Pechenik. And he told Trump what he needs to do, which is get aggressive, double down, triple down, do what you were elected to do, President Trump, and arrest these traitors.
But see,
and that's
Q
the rush.
Says everything's fine, plus the earth's flat, Mike, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, right. Well, I suppose, look, I'm trying to save the whole planet, think it's flat or a sphere. You know, I'm trying to work with the independent media like you, Alex,
to save this
liberty.
Realm.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know why people get distracted by these things that don't matter compared to the big picture. Look, we're all going to be enslaved on this planet under a techno tyranny, an authoritarian left-wing communist regime if we don't support Trump to stand up and arrest these traitors and see this through. I mean, come on, Mr. President, we elected you to go to bat for the people, and they, the deep state, are trying to criminalize your efforts to do what we elected you to do. And we just can't stand for that. So,
well, that's true. And if Trump doesn't get rid of him and we don't, in a way, his election would be bad then because he's just mobilized the left and finally gave them energy to totally take over if we let them.
Yeah. Well, right. But you just said something I think that's very key. If Trump doesn't take down the deep state, I believe it is going to come down to the people. The people will have to defend their republic. And I think that many people are prepared to do that, although we don't hope it goes to that phase. We hope this can be done.
But you're feeling, aren't you, the parts of your brain that would do that, it's all turning on because your brain, subconscious is way more powerful than conscious. And for all of us that are men that care about the country and women that care, I mean, it's all turning on. All the weapon systems, the lights in those areas are going flick, flick, flick. The switches are turning on. Weapon systems are powering up.
Well, absolutely. And I know we got to go to break shortly, but a key element here to realize is that the reason they put all these spies in the Trump campaign, the reason they set up Trump during the campaign was because when Hillary Clinton was elected president in 2016, as she was supposed to be, they were going to indict Trump for treason. That's what they were setting up, Alex. And they were going to arrest you and me and all other Trump supporters who were prominent.
That's right. They came out and announced it in Armed Services Committee that I'm a damn Russian agent. And now Milley's a Russian bot.
The fact that we are not in prison right now is driving them insane.
Tulsi Gabbard, Hillary says she is a Russian asset. She works for the FSB. No, Hillary, you're the enemy of America. Mike Adams takes over. You're the enemy, Hillary!
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, this is Mike Adams filling in for the rest of the fourth hour here on The Alex Jones Show on this November 13, 2019. I have made a lot of notes. I've been listening to the entire broadcast today as well, and I noticed some important things that I believe need to be repeated. So I'm going to summarize for you what I think are some of the bombshells today coming out of InfoWars.com, and then I've got some other stories to bring in as well. First of all, just from the Millie Weaver report from Kentucky, there is no question that the Kentucky election for the governorship was stolen by the Democrats using election ballot fraud, where they take people who are out of state or who have moved away, and then the Democrats are able to access those computer databases and then have those absent people vote for Democrats in certain elections or for certain races. And that's how Governor Bevin was, quote, defeated. And I hope that Bevin has the courage to challenge that, because this is criminal election fraud that has taken place. But by the way, I think the attorney general there may cover this up for obvious reasons, conflicts of interest and so on. So There's a common thread in all of this. You look at the impeachment happening today with Adam Schiff, the circus clown of Congress, running a theatrical scripted impeachment theater. It's all about what they can get away with. And as long as Republicans stand back and try to be polite and try to follow the polite rules of due process instead of taking a stand and saying, no, you are the criminals, you are the people who are violating the law, you have committed election fraud. If the Republicans just stand back and try to be polite, you're going to get steamrolled, folks. And this goes for President Trump, as well as Matt Bevin in Kentucky and every other Republican nationwide, because the Democrats are now dedicated to committing massive fraud. They are dedicated to censorship, silencing all pro-Trump voices. The Democrats are dedicated to lawlessness and depriving due process during these sham impeachment trials, so-called impeachment. It's not even really impeachment. It's like, oh, an anonymous source quoted an anonymous source who heard from a secondhand source that, the president threatened the worker at 31 Flavors for extra ice cream samples. Yeah, that's the kind of impeachment that we're dealing with right now. It is a total circus. What a total joke. But they get away with it. They get away with it again and again, the Democrats do, because they have the media behind them pushing and screaming for this Democrat agenda. So it's up to Republicans who hold office, like Governor Bevin of Kentucky, to stand up and assert the rule of law. And by the way, got to say thank you to Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan and others who are attending this impeachment, so-called impeachment hearing, and who are asking tough questions and who are grilling the witnesses, even though the roster of witnesses is controlled by Adam Schiff, so that Republicans don't get to call their witnesses. And of course, we're being told this whole time that you can't mention the name of the so-called whistleblower, the non-whistleblower whistleblower, the non-anonymous anonymous whistleblower, the anonymously asserted whistleblower who heard from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone, and so on and so forth. It's a complete mess. But Adam Schiff today says that he doesn't know the identity of the whistleblower. All the Republicans laughed out loud during the hearing. And I think the Daily Caller even put out a tweet saying, well, if he doesn't know the name of the whistleblower, how do they know which name to redact from all the transcripts? I mean, come on, give me a break. So according to Adam Schiff, he doesn't know the name of the whistleblower. So I guess if Devin Nunes actually says the name of the whistleblower, then Adam Schiff wouldn't know that it was even stated. So how would he know to know that you can't say the name of the non-whistleblower, whistleblower, anonymous, non-anonymous source because the whole thing's a circus? What a total joke. But there's more. There's more today. Let me get back to some of what happened here today on the show. Alex is absolutely right when he warns that we don't have this in the bag. Trump is not absolutely going to win unless he fights harder and doubles down and has the support of the people. Anyone who tells you, relax, there are tens of thousands of sealed indictments that are all going to come out. Relax, all the traitors are going to go to prison. You don't have to stand up and voice out. Just relax. Anybody who says that is a deep state operative. I'm sorry to say deep state operative, because this should be a red alert moment for America. Everyone should be voicing out loudly and persistently, legally and lawfully, of course, but also loudly, that our country is about to be stolen from us by these lawless Democrats, these deep state operatives, these criminal traitors, those who are carrying out treason against this country. And we must demand that they be arrested, that they be indicted. I mean, give me a break. Joe Biden, quid pro Joe, actually admitted on the CFR broadcast that he was engaged in attempted extortion of Ukraine. And we already have the financial records. We know it was over $3.1 million that was transferred from Burisma Holdings to Hunter Biden through a series of payments that were $83,000 plus each. This is admitted by Joe Biden. So why doesn't Adam Schiff have a hearing about Joe Biden's quid pro quo? And the answer is, as you know, of course, because the Democrats get away with everything while the Republicans are accused of everything that the Democrats actually carried out, because it's all about projection. But if we don't stand up to this, they're going to steamroll this country. Action is what wins the day with all of this. Action, legal and lawful action, but persistent, courageous action. So again, to summarize, Alex Jones is absolutely right on that point. Do not sit back. Do not be lulled into a false sense of security that this is all going to work out just fine because Trump is in charge. No, Trump is surrounded by the deep state. And as I've said before, the deep state is surrounded by us. But if we just sit back and do nothing, then the deep state wins. So don't let that happen. A second point here, the interview with Dr. Pechenik, I thought was very, very important. In fact, Dr. Pechenik's interview is one of the two audio or video interviews that I think you should see. And the other is with Dr. Michael Savage the other day, a few days ago. Dr. Savage said some really crucial things when he was being interviewed by Alex Jones and also in other interviews as well. Savage talks about decades of, what do you call it? Decades of destruction, decades of bad times for America. I forgot the exact word that he used, but he said that America is in a very bad situation, even if Trump wins. And Dr. Savage is absolutely correct about that point. Now, Dr. Pechenik is correct when he says that Trump needs to double and triple down on these actions to defeat the deep state. Now, I've got to go back and review this, but I thought I heard during the broadcast today here on InfoWars, I thought I heard, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought I heard Dr. Pechenik say that Jeffrey Epstein was not killed, that he was moved out of there, that he is still alive somewhere, relocated. I thought I heard that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You correct me. You go back and listen to that. I think it was in the bottom of the second hour. But that is a theory that has been circulated for a very long time, you know, since the supposed suicide, and it still has merit. It may be true. I don't know whether Epstein was killed by the deep state or moved by perhaps Trump administration officials or operatives who are using him now as a witness against the deep state. I would say both of those are possible, but what is not possible, I mean, he didn't kill himself. That's for sure. We know he didn't kill himself. So he was either killed by the deep state or he was moved out to protect him so that he could testify against the deep state. I'm hoping that's the case, but I don't have a lot of faith that it is. Most likely, in my assessment, he was probably just murdered. But then again, the photos of him coming out of the room, they don't match his face, his ears, his nose, right? It doesn't match exactly. So maybe it's a different body, like a body double that they dragged out of there while he, Epstein, may still be alive. That is a possibility we have to consider. Nevertheless, even if he is, it doesn't mean that you can sit back and be comfortable and just hope everything turns out okay. Everything that you value is at stake here, folks. Everything. Your right to speak, your right to think, your right to even exist in a nation that has, as Savage says, language and culture and borders. All of those things are being overrun by the left. And if you don't stand up and defend it now, you're going to lose this country. And Trump's going to be taken out. You're going to be taken out. InfoWars is going to be taken out if we don't stand up right now. I'll have much more straight ahead. This is Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times, I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War, when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Leading ending a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams. Wake up in
the morning. All right, final segment here on the fourth hour of the show today here on the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer coming up next from the War Room. I've got a lot to cover here in the next few minutes. Going to give you some comments, not just on Michael Savage, but also Joe Rogan, Edward Snowden, that interview, geoengineering, chemtrails, that kind of thing, and some other comments as well. I've got a lot of notes here. That's why I'm looking down if you're watching on video. But one thing first, I want to get this out. It's very important. Michael Savage, a lot of people don't know that Dr. Savage, I call him Dr. Savage because he has a PhD in, I believe, ethnobotany. And he's got several different academic degrees, but I'm a great admirer of Dr. Savage. He is a very clear thinker. He's incredibly intelligent. He's courageous. And I think he speaks to us in the spirit of the founding fathers of our country. And I fully support his message. And I think he is a treasure for our country. A lot of people don't know. Here's a bit of trivia. I actually coined the title of one of his books called Trickle Down Tyranny. I coined that phrase. And then it became the title of his book, of that name, obviously. And it was a great book. And I fully support all his books. But I actually came up with that title like a year before the book came out. So I'm very happy to have been able to contribute that phrase to the public lexicon. The other thing is I want to get this out because I'm being threatened all the time as well. But I'm working on some technology right now. I just want to disclose this publicly. I've shared some of this information with Alex. I'm working on a technology that is a botanically end-capped molecular nanoparticle biosynthesis using green chemistry methods. What that means is I've come up with a way to create some highly functional nanoparticle molecules that deliver powerful elements on the inside surrounded by botanical molecular fragments on the outside that are recognizable by the human body. And my plan here, what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to submit to the U.S. Patent Office the full description of how to make this yourself and have the Patent Office publish it, which will release the formula to the public so that everyone can do this for themselves. This is an anti-tumorigenic technology that Big Pharma has been working on for many years. I've been working on it for a few months, and we have nailed it, and we have the proof that it's working. We're doing electron microscopy photographs of these molecules, and we're doing some additional tests as well. A lot more coming out. But I want you to know I'm patenting this for humanity, patenting it so that no one else can lock it up. And by patenting it, I will get this formula released to the public through the U.S. Patent Office where no one else can steal it and control it. So this is my way of releasing it to the public. What it means is that you will be able to make your own anti-cancer medicine at home using very simple ingredients, very low-cost ingredients. We've come up with a way to do this. So if there's any effort to take me out in the next year or so before this patent comes out, that's probably why, because this is really breakthrough technology for humanity. And my intention is to release that to the public. And in fact, I may just release the process before that, but I don't want somebody else to try to interfere with the patent. There's all kinds of games played at the patent office. The safest thing is to just get a patent at first. Anyway, enough of that. Secondly, about Joe Rogan and Edward Snowden, kind of continuing from what Alex Jones said, Edward Snowden is in his own way a hero figure. He's obviously a brilliant person, very intelligent in his area of expertise. But I need to say on the record here that Edward Snowden does not know what he's talking about when it comes to geoengineering. There are over 100 geoengineering patents that are on file with the patent office, and many of them have been taken over by the federal government itself. The government has a multitude of patents about geoengineering, atmospheric chemistry alterations, stratospheric aerosol injections, you know, Project Scopex, all of these things. You know, it saddens me to say this, but Mr. Snowden, you are a brilliant, courageous person, but please don't speak about these things of which you have no knowledge. We, who have been studying these issues for many more years, we are very much aware of this. I mean, even Geoengineering Watch, I think it's .com, has all of this documented as well. And Dane Wigington has been a guest on InfoWars before, and he's well informed about all this, and Edward Snowden does not know what he's talking about. Thirdly, about Joe Rogan, I have been told a couple of months ago that Joe Rogan actually got me banned from Twitter. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I was banned from Twitter, deplatformed, the day after I publicly criticized Joe Rogan for interviewing Jack Dorsey, who is, in my opinion, an unindicted criminal who is engaged in free speech, trampling free speech for all Americans. Now, I don't know if what I'm being told is 100% true, but I'm going to put this message out to Joe Rogan. I hope that you did not call for me to be deplatformed, because that would be a super low blow. That would be lower than quid pro Joe if you did that. So I hope that's not the case, but I would sure like to hear from Joe Rogan whether you got me banned from Twitter, because that's unacceptable. You know, if you're in a UFC fight, you don't, you know, knee somebody in the crotch and gouge their eyes and throw them out of the ring. You engage in the competition. You engage in the debate. You let everybody speak so that there can be a debate. And I hope that you're on the side of allowing people to speak freely so that we can all engage in a debate. I hope that what I heard was wrong about that. So I would like to hear from Joe Rogan on that point. And if you did that, if you got me banned from Twitter, you need to unban me from Twitter, okay? Because we all deserve to have free speech, even you, even though I don't agree with everything that you cover. But it's wrong to censor people just because you don't like what they have to say or just because they might criticize you. It was actually a really mild criticism even. It wasn't even a big deal. All right, moving on with other news. We've got an article that we published today. It's on National News, but this has been covered elsewhere. The FBI covered up a child sex cult in the 1980s. And this child sex cult was called the Finders. I've got the printout right here. It's an astonishing true story about how the intelligence community has been involved in covering up child sex rings and pedophilia rings and child trafficking for decades. This was decades ago. So when you talk about modern day, you know, Pizzagate, or you talk about the Jeffrey Epstein blackmail, a child pedophilia, child trafficking blackmail of globalists and so on, and how he was protected by the intelligence community, the same intelligence community that's trying to take down President Trump. Guess what? That's nothing new, folks. That's been going on for decades. I didn't even know how far back it went until one of my researchers and writers covered this story. It was the sex cult. They were abducting women, children, and other victims as a well-organized criminal pedophilia ring. And the U.S. intelligence apparatus was covering for all of it. This is nothing new. I'm telling you, these people have been engaged in demonic child sacrifice, ritualistic child sacrifice, abortions, and actual bloodletting of children. Where to even go with this? Are you aware, by the way, that the Ambrosia Company in California has been given a green light by the FDA to now sell children's blood to be infused into the veins of wealthy clients who come in and pay for children's blood? Did you know that? And that's been green lighted by the FDA now. So the FDA says they could do that even though it's not proven to have health benefits. It's called Ambrosia. It's back in business. So if you want to pay, I don't know, what is it, $20,000 a liter, you can go get the blood of children dripped into your veins. Well, guess what? That's nothing new either. They've been doing this for centuries. The global elite, they have been drinking children's blood. They have been infusing children's blood. They have been harvesting children's blood. Did you know in the United States alone, there are over 480,000 missing children reported every year? I think I've got that figure correct. 480,000. We're talking about almost 500,000 children go missing every year in the United States alone. Where do all those children go? I mean, some of them are found, but some of them are never found. Guess what? They're being used up. They're being harvested. Their blood is being harvested for operations that try to extend the longevity and the demon power of these globalists. That's how evil they are. And what I'm mentioning here just barely scratches the surface, folks. I mean, Alex has covered some of it before. It goes way deeper down that rabbit hole than you can ever imagine. The reason I mention this is because this is what we are up against. This is what Trump is trying to defeat. This is what is trying, this pure evil, this demonic evil is what is trying to overthrow the 2016 election, rule over us, silence us, get Trump out of office, and turn America into an authoritarian tyranny. And we have got to stop it. And we have got to call for divine intervention, by the way. help us, God, to stop this demonic evil, because everything is at stake, everything that we value. So Infowars.com is where you're going to get this information. Thank you for tuning in today. This is Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show. Now, coming up next, Owen Schroyer on the War Room, possibly with an update from Millie Weaver live from Kentucky. I know she's covering that issue very diligently there. Maybe some breaking news coming out of that. Don't miss it. Also, impeachment, the fake impeachment hearings happening today. Owen Schroyer has comments on that as well and other breaking news. He's always fascinating. He's always well-informed. Stay tuned. It's all coming up. Infowars.com is your information hub for truth. Thanks for watching.